Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
To Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I'm the host of the longest running health show that's hosted by a physician in the United States. And I've been around since Hippocrates, Galen, Aristotle. I knew them all. And you can call us. Our lines are open, 877-726-8255. I'm back from a 2-week sojourn in Scotland, which was quite enjoyable. And I wrote about it in a newsletter article, which is coming up, talking about the health of the Scots. You can subscribe to our newsletter via drhoffman.com, mailing list, and you can partake of all the free information that we provide each week via our newsletter and via our podcasts. 877-726-8255 is our number. You can call during the program, or you can call anytime during the week, and you can record a question. We've got a lot of recorded calls, and we'll take some of those questions a little later in the program. We've got some interesting things in store with you. We're going to talk about the benefits of olive oil, confirmed in a new study. Also, can you reduce your risk of diabetes via sleeping more? The new study speaks to that subject and lots more. 877-726-8255. I wanted to start with a study that looks at sitting. They say that sitting is the new smoking, and it's actually been claimed that sitting may be as serious a risk factor as bad diet, even cigarettes, because it increases the risk of overweight, diabetes, cardiovascular disease. And, of course, the majority of us do too much sitting. In fact, after COVID, a lot of us work from home. We sit peering into computer screens. We're on Zoom meetings that are interminable. And we're banging away at numbers and writing stuff. And that is an occupational hazard for yours truly, because I'm a physician. I sit when I see patients. And I also do a lot of broadcasting. I do a lot of writing. So this is a study that looks at what type of interventions obviate the harmful effects of sitting. And if you have an Apple Watch, you'll sometimes get an annoying alert that it's time to get up, stand up, and walk around periodically, because that is said to obviate the harmful effects of sitting. There's even some studies that suggest that too much sitting, you can't even overcome the adverse effects of sitting for long periods of time with exercise. And that's kind of discouraging for me, because I get up in the morning and I exercise, but then I sit a lot, and, you know, maybe I'm just not really getting the benefit of that exercise, because the sitting outweighs its benefits with the harms. So in this study, It's a very interesting study. They took a bunch of overweight and obese men. And they had four groups. And, of course, there was a control group, which was uninterrupted sitting, and then had three different interventions. And they looked, basically using a glucose tolerance test, they looked at what's called the area under the curve of glucose. Now, if you can imagine a curve that plots your blood sugars, if you got a big mountain, that means that your blood sugars have been very high. If your blood sugar goes up a little bit, it's a little bit of a kind of a small hill. So this is referred to as area under the curve. And it's a good measure of how well your blood sugar is controlled, especially after eating. So what were the three intervention groups? Remember, there was a control group. They made them sit still for 8.5 hours. And then they had interruptions in sitting that entailed, in group one, 30 minutes of walking at 4 kilometers per hour. And at some moderate pace, 4 miles per hour, that could be kind of a race walk. Some people who run slowly, they just run at 4 miles per hour, but 4 kilometers per hour is a little less challenging, but it's a brisk pace, 30 minutes of walking just once, one time, as a way of offsetting the effects of sitting for 8.5 hours. And then, third group was sitting with 3-minute walking, just 3 minutes, not 30 minutes, every 45 minutes, 10 times during that 8.5 hour period. And then the final group, the fourth group, were required to squat every 45 minutes. Okay? So, and by the way, squats are a good exercise because they engage your body weight. You don't need to do squats with heavy weights, although weightlifters do it with, you know, sometimes hundreds of pounds. But for an ordinary person who's not that fit, especially an overweight, pre-diabetic person, just, you know, getting up and squatting is going to provide you with a little bit of muscle stimulation. So this is what they found. And this is kind of surprising because, you know, obviously the folks who didn't get up and walk around, the 8.5 hour group that sat without any exercise intervention, had the worst blood sugars. It turns out that the area under the curve was lower during sitting interrupted with any countermeasure, whether it was the 30-minute walk one time or whether it was 3-minute walks every 45 minutes, or whether it was squatting every 45 minutes. But what was surprising was that the 3-minute bouts, just short 3-minute bouts of walking or squatting every 45 minutes for 10 times during that 8.5 hour period, resulted in the lowest glucose area under the curve, even compared with the group that took one rather prolonged 1.5 hour walk just once. So the moral of the story is frequent walking or squatting while sitting. These breaks effectively enhance blood sugar control, especially if you're overweight, maybe pre-diabetic, compared to a single bout of walking within prolonged sitting. And they postulate that the superior benefits are associated with increased muscle activity intensity in targeted muscle groups during frequent transitions from sitting to activity. So, yeah, I mean, I guess the Apple Watch is right. It's, you know, it alerts you. You've been sitting too long. Get up and walk. Or get up, hey, maybe you got a small apartment like I do. What are you going to do, pace around your apartment? That's not going to be very effective. But maybe just squat in place in your office. And if people give you some heat about it, just tell them you heard about it here on Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255, our number. We're going to take some of your calls momentarily. We've got lots to talk about here on today's Intelligent Medicine. Stay with us. In my 40-year history of broadcasting, I have never endorsed a weight loss product because most don't deliver until now. Science behind CaliCurb is so compelling that I can support it as a plausible alternative for curbing appetite and enhancing satiety to help you shed pounds. The active ingredient in CaliCurb, Amerisate, comes from a specific New Zealand-grown hops flower, which works by activating your body's own appetite-regulating chemical messengers, including GLP-1, which signals specific areas of the brain to effectively manage hunger in just 1 hour. CaliCurb is clinically proven to reduce hunger by 30%, cravings by 40%, and calorie intake by an average of 18%. CaliCurb is a safe, effective, and affordable natural appetite-suppressing supplement made in the United States with no chemicals, synthetics, or caffeine, and it doesn't cause jitters. Take control of your eating habits and cravings naturally with CaliCurb. For more information and order, just go to CaliCurb.com. That's CaliCurb.com. Use coupon code DH10 for 10% off. That's CaliCurb.com. Coupon code DH10 for CaliCurb. Reinvest in your wellness goals this spring with savings on supplements. May 14th and 15th only, I'll be offering 10% off all products in my online full-script supplement dispensary. May 14th and 15th, 2 days only, get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I have prescribed to my patients and take myself. It's the safest and most convenient way to purchase my curated supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping and optional refill reminders via text or email. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. It's safe, secure, and includes world-class customer service. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for 10% off and free shipping for 2 days only, May 14th and 15th. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
Transparent, wireless, you don't usually hear those two words when it comes to TVs, but both will be found in the upcoming LG Signature OLED T television that debuted at the recent Consumer Electronics Show. Gil Pereira from LG has more.
This is really an exclamation mark on 11 years being the world's number one OLED TV manufacturer. But what a great way to do it with this fantastic new technology with a transparent TV, something that sounds almost sci-fi, right, when you're talking about it. And we combine that with wireless TV and basically combine those. So it's the world's first wireless 4K OLED transparent TV. So when you're actively watching the TV, one click of a button, you have this screen that's behind the screen that literally pulls down, and that's what creates that transparent form factor.
And there's even an aquarium mode. More on this amazing TV tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I'm Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer and director of the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. You may remember my story. I tied male swimmer Leah, formerly Will Thomas, and was forced to step aside while he accepted my trophy for a photo op. But I'm not alone. Over the past few years, women and girls have been stripped of opportunities to fairly compete in sports, denied scholarships, put in physical danger, and exposed to humiliation in locker rooms. These injustices will only accelerate if we don't speak up now. That's why I'm traveling to college campuses across America, encouraging the next generation to fight for fairness and for truth. My speeches are free and open to the public. To see if I'm speaking on a campus near you, visit RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
That's RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Don't let what you've built up over decades simply vanish. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Fraud schemes have cost the elderly $3 billion. And what's worse, some Americans are just too embarrassed to report it when it's happened to them, meaning that number could be much higher. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. As I said, you can call anytime you like, 24-7, 365, and you can record a question. We'll take some of your recorded questions momentarily, but I just want to mention that we've got a big spring sale going on. You can reinvest in your wellness goals this spring with big savings on supplements. Just May 17th and 15th this week, I'll be offering 10% off all products in my online full script supplement dispensary. 2 days only, get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements there, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. And they are the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. In fact, I order from FullScript. It's the safest and most convenient way to purchase my curated supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping and optional refill reminders. Never counterfeit or expired. Always stored and shipped correctly. It's safe, secure, and includes world-class customer service. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com this week for 10% off and free shipping for 2 days only, May 14th and 15th. That's drhoffmanstore.com, drhoffmanstore.com. All right, let's take one of those recorded questions. Let's hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Last week, one of your competing radio doctors was discussing how methylene chloride is used to leach caffeine out of coffee beans to produce decaf. This chemical apparently causes cancer in rats. I drink a lot of decaf, and I think you mentioned that you do, too. Do you think this is anything to be concerned about?
Yeah, you know, I have talked about that story previously on a previous edition of Intelligent Medicine, and it is a concern. And I personally guzzle decaf. I go through bags and bags of decaf each week. And, because it doesn't have any caffeine, there's kind of no limit to how much you can consume. If it was like regular coffee, I'd be like, flying. But I enjoy the taste, and it's a good way to hydrate with a little bit of flavor. And there are benefits to decaf coffee aside from the caffeine. You get chlorogenic acid, which is actually a potent polyphenol antioxidant that can be very helpful. So they use methylene chloride as an extraction method often in making conventional decaf. And that's why I kind of limit my intake of decaf from sources where I don't know how they're processing it. I'll order a decaf in a restaurant occasionally. But when I consume it at home, I look for water-processed decaf, sometimes referred to as Swiss water-processed decaf. And that uses a different extraction method that doesn't involve methylene chloride. And so I'm minimizing my risk. Yes, indeed, there are rat studies that show that high amounts of methylene chloride can be cancer-causing. But again, you'd have to consume a lot of methylene chloride to get that effect. And my goodness, there's so many things in our environment that are carcinogenic that it's hard to pick them all apart. Is methylene chloride, if someone comes down with, say, prostate cancer, breast cancer, is methylene chloride from decaf the culprit? Well, it could be any number of things, from the air you breathe to the water that you drink to the foods that you eat. It's unclear how all these things add up to increase our risk of cancer from environmental exposures. So get the Swiss water process, pay a little more, and you can obviate your risk. 877-726-8255, our number. Here's something that is actually good for you. And we've talked about this because the benefits of the Mediterranean diet are largely ascribed to olive oil. Olive oil is a staple in the traditional Mediterranean diet. But, you know, there's a lot of variables. There's a lot of variables. Because people who follow a Mediterranean diet probably a little bit more careful about other aspects of their lives. People in Mediterranean countries who follow traditional diets also have a more intact social structure. They may exercise more. They may live in cleaner regions, which are free of pollution. And so this is the headline. Olive oil use associated, and I underline associated, with lower risk of dying from dementia. All right? This is what's called an observational study. And there's a lot of controversy about what's called nutritional epidemiology. Nutritional epidemiology means that you look at one factor, such as consumption of nuts or consumption of eggs, and then you look at health statistics, the risk of cardiovascular disease, diabetes, cancer, or the risk of dying. Ultimately, that's what you want to avoid, associated with the use of that thing. And a recent study shows that you can find an association with virtually any food, either a positive association, increasing risk, or a negative association, reducing risk. So that's the problem with the field of epidemiological, of nutritional epidemiology. Olive oil use has also been associated with reduced risk of cardiovascular disease. And look, there's mechanistically, you can say, yeah, there's benefit to monounsaturated fats and also the beneficial polyphenols that give olive oil its aroma and its color. These are beneficial chemicals that definitely have a plausible mechanism of action in terms of the brain, in terms of the heart, in terms of all of, overall health. So the bottom line, olive oil may directly benefit the brain by crossing the blood-brain barrier and by having positive effects on circulation, which doesn't hurt when it comes to preserving cognitive function and avoiding dying from dementia. So yeah, use the olive oil, but yeah, just drinking olive oil with a bad diet, that's not going to probably make a difference. 877-726-8255, our number. We all have our golden hour, our time to de-stress and reflect. To reach new levels of calm and contentment, check out Plus CBD's Reserve Collection. It's crafted using the highest quality full-spectrum hemp oil for bigger, broader effects to help you experience deeper relaxation and a brighter mood. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. Their Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of cannabinoids, rich and bold for when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils and gummies. To learn more or to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's Reserve Collection.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, 877-726-8255, if you want to get in on the action. And this item, the question may arise, for many of us, we are sleep deprived. Our jobs and our family responsibilities require us to sleep less. But we tend to try and offset that by following a healthy diet. And a healthy diet is indeed thought to be the major determinant of the risk of diabetes. Diabetes being probably the leading pathway to cardiovascular disease risk, to stroke risk, even to cancer. So the question is, how much of a role does sleep play vis-a-vis a healthy diet? Can you diet away a sleep deficit? And so they did a study, and it's published in Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA. Headline, less sleep tied to increased risk of diabetes despite a healthy diet. They found that people who slept five or few hours each night had a higher risk of being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes than those who slept 7 to 8 hours, even if they followed a healthy diet. Sleeping 5 hours or 3 to 4 hours per day, get this, look at the magnitude of the effect. 5 hours was linked with a 16% increased risk of type 2 diabetes, despite a healthy diet. Sleeping just 3 to 4 hours per day, which is, you know, I got to admit that that's very little sleep, but some people chronically get that little amount of sleep, especially shift workers. Sleeping 3 to 4 hours per day was linked with, get this, a 41% increased risk of type 2 diabetes. Despite eating fresh fruits and vegetables every day, as well as eating more fish and less red meat and processed meats per week. And, you know, I got to say that, you know, this is something that I discovered on my recent trip, and I rediscover it every time that I fly to Europe. When you fly to Europe, what happens is you get in a plane, usually you leave JFK at night. You know, it could be 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and it's an overnight flight. It's a red eye to Europe. But it kind of makes sense because you get a little bit of sleep, and then you arrive early in the morning and you can start your day there. It's 5 hours earlier or 6 hours, depending on the time zone you're traveling to. I mean, you're going to some place like, you know, Israel or something, it could be like 8 or 9 hours. So then you arrive and you start your day. But I got to say that I am much more ravenous when I'm awake. And I could do 3 meals before I get on the plane. I usually try to get a hearty meal so I don't have to eat a lot of junk on the plane. So I, you know, get to the airport early, and then I have a, you know, a good healthy dinner, cause I know they're going to feed me a lot of stuff that's not that great on the plane. You know, snacky foods and not, you know, not great stuff. But still, I'll be tempted to eat on the plane a little bit and I'll sleep a little bit. Maybe I'll get three hours. Maybe 4 hours of uninterrupted sleep, because the flight, you know, is like, what, 6 hours. And then when I arrive, I'm usually pretty ravenous, so I want to eat, and then I want to eat again, and then so in a 24-hour period, instead of 3 meals, I might have like 6 or 7 meals, including, you know, some snacks. And there really is something to the way that sleep deprivation increases hormones that are associated with appetite. It's been shown that it increases ghrelin, the way that you remember what ghrelin does. Ghrelin makes your stomach growl and increases your appetite. And so there are actually hormonal changes that occur when you don't sleep that much. Plus, you know, it's more time on your hands. It's more time to think about eating, right? So clearly in this study, the findings suggest that eating a healthy diet, and I'm quoting, may not necessarily affect or offset the risk of type 2 diabetes among people who regularly get too little sleep, which is the majority of us, according to the research in Journal of the American Medical Association. So sleep, you know, it's this whole thing of like sleep away the pounds with our miracle diet pill. Well, no, sleep itself is very helpful for weight regulation and blood sugar control. All right, as you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD, that's cannabidiol, to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD, in my opinion, is a real breakthrough in herbal products, perhaps the biggest breakthrough of the decade. But you may not know that CBD can deliver the same healthful results for your pets. Yeah, the CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CB Sciences, which is now proud to introduce premier CBD chews tailored for dogs. Plus CBD pet wellness treats are crafted with the utmost care and supported by extensive research validated by a landmark safety study. backed by the National Animal Supplement Council. There's two varieties tailored to your dog's needs, plus CBD Pet Hip and Joint Health Chews, and plus CBD Pet Calming Care Chews. Probably want to get some before the 4th of July comes around, and all those fireworks start to freak out your animals. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's pet wellness blends. All right, 877-726-8255, our number. We get recorded calls all through the week, and let's hear one of them.
Hello. Can tinnitus cause brain damage? Tinnitus has been a problem for me for now several years. Can it hurt my brain, or does it do brain damage?
Okay, you know, that's an interesting question. And so, you know, it's kind of like you say tomato, I say tomato. It's sometimes referred to as tinnitus or tinnitus. I don't think it makes a difference. It's ringing in the ears. And, you know, ringing in the ears is super annoying, but is generally benign. But it can be a sign. I mean, it's not so much that it causes brain damage, but it may be a sign of subtle damage to your ear. But also, more often, it's not in the ear, it's in the brain. There are areas in the brain which govern auditory processing, and they, you know, as you age, or if you've been exposed to high levels of sound, they can be damaged and they can be messed up. But it is, when you experience tinnitus, it's important to put it in context. And thinking that the tinnitus is causing your brain to be damaged is really bad. There's what is called cognitive behavioral therapy that is one of the effective ways of dealing with tinnitus. And what that entails is basically to reassure people that as annoying as it is what it is. It's not something that's going to, you know, eat away at your brain like some kind of brain-eating amoeba. So what you do is you put it in context with cognitive behavioral therapy, and you say, okay, I'm experiencing this. Like, okay, it is what it is. Let me, you know, attempt to minimize the distress that it causes me. Let me use things to distract myself and ignore it. Let me not focus so much on it. Maybe not make it the bane of my existence, as it often becomes, because it can become a psychological problem. And the worse your anxiety, the worse the tinnitus becomes. So by treating the underlying anxiety, which, you know, it's kind of a chicken and egg thing, tinnitus causes anxiety, anxiety causes tinnitus, you can obviate the severity of the problem and the degree to which it interferes with your life. So, yeah, good question. I mean, don't be thinking that way. That is not a constructive way to think about your tinnitus. All right, we're talking a lot about blood sugar. Here's a remarkable study about an herb, which is something I've been using, and lots of integrative physicians utilize this for treatment of type 2 diabetes, but also what's called metabolic syndrome. Metabolic syndrome means you don't have diabetes, but you're auditioning for the part. Hemoglobin A1C is something that tells you how stable your blood sugar is over time. You want a hemoglobin A1C that's in the low fives. I take pride in the fact that my hemoglobin A1C is 4.9, which means very well controlled with exercise and diet, and maybe, hey, maybe I got good genes. When a hemoglobin A1C goes above 5.7, 5.8, 5.9, that's not diabetes, but it suggests that you are having deteriorating blood sugar control, which in itself creates cardiovascular risk, risk of dementia, and even risk for cancer. So berberine, very helpful for metabolic syndrome, type 2 diabetes. Here's what they found in a recent study. 12 weeks of daily supplementation with berberine, which the origin of berberine is, you can get it from various things. You can get it from golden seal. Various plants yield berberine. But in this case, It was extracted from Indian barberry. A new study, which is a randomized double-blinded placebo-controlled pilot trial, indicated that 1,500 milligrams per day of a potent standardized extract of berberine led to a reduction in blood sugar levels to pre-diabetic thresholds. Okay, so this is what they found. 34 people between the ages of 18 and 55 with pre-diabetes. All right, pre-diabetes means, you know, hemoglobin A1C maybe, I don't know, 5.8, 5.9, 6.0, 6.1. The cutoff for diabetes is 6.4, which I think is too lenient. They found that fasting plasma glucose levels decreased by an average of 21% in the berberine group after 12 weeks compared to the control group. Fasting insulin decreased by almost 20%. You're going to say, well, diabetics, they need insulin, right? No. In type 1 diabetes, you need insulin. Type 2 diabetes, the problem is you're making too much insulin. You are making too much and you're insulin resistant. So you want to reduce your fasting insulin. High fasting insulin, not great because it predicts type 2 diabetes. Hemoglobin A1C in this trial decreased by 15%. And then there was a calculation called HOMA-IR, which is a measure of insulin resistance, fell by an astounding 33%. And the 12-week improvements led to return of those markers to below the clinically defined thresholds for prediabetes. So they normalized many of these people in the study. So if, I think berberine is one of the great things to use if you have metabolic syndrome, you know, associated with overweight, high triglycerides, and elevated hemoglobin A1C. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for brain support, Brain Regain, Cogumin SLCP, and MagTeam. This premium collection may support blood flow and neuronal membrane fluidity and facilitates intercellular communication. They may be advantageous for supporting healthy cognitive function and performance, mental acuity, learning, and memory, and may promote a relaxed mood. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements. Magnesium plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, and more restful sleep. Magnesium is ubiquitous in metabolic pathways that affect virtually all organ systems. But magnesium deficiency or insufficiency is one of the most pervasive nutritional problems afflicting the majority of Americans. Ultra-processed foods, many common medications, stress, and medical conditions like diabetes all deplete magnesium. So I'm excited to tell you about MAG-SRT from Jigsaw Health. MAG-SRT has rightfully earned a reputation as the most popular, most bioavailable, and best-tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of MAG-SRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach and doesn't produce unwanted GI effects. For more information and to order MAG-SRT, just go to jigsawhealth.com. That's jigsawhealth.com. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for $10 off your order. That's jigsawhealth.com and use code HOFFMAN10 for MAG-SRT, time-release magnesium.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
So just how big is the video game industry? Well, it's estimated that international revenue from interactive entertainment last year alone grew to almost $188 billion. And whether it's League of Legends or Grand Theft Auto or Fortnite, gamers are streaming their gameplay, which makes the strength of your Wi-Fi super important. So what if you've got lagging or buffering issues? Well, check out the Archer AX 11000 Tri-Band Wi-Fi 6 game. gaming router. Here's some stats. It's got 12 streams at an incredible 10 gigabits per second. There's Game Accelerator to detect and optimize those streams. It provides stats, including duration and your network resource allocation. Plus, it's super easy to set up with the Tether app. So if you want to stay competitive, you need top-notch Wi-Fi. Check out the Archer AX11000 at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I'm Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer and director of the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. You may remember my story. I tied male swimmer Leah, formerly Will Thomas, and was forced to step aside while he accepted my trophy for a photo op. But I'm not alone. Over the past few years, women and girls have been stripped of opportunities to fairly compete in sports, denied scholarships, put in physical danger, and exposed to humiliation in locker rooms. These injustices will only accelerate if we don't speak up now. That's why I'm traveling to college campuses across America, encouraging the next generation to fight for fairness and for truth. My speeches are free and open to the public. To see if I'm speaking on a campus near you, visit RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
That's RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Don't let what you've built up over decades simply vanish. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Fraud schemes have cost the elderly $3 billion. And what's worse, some Americans are just too embarrassed to report it when it's happened to them, meaning that number could be much higher. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, our number 877-726-8255. And I see we have a question about Prolia. Let's hear it.
I'm getting contradictory answers to the question, how long should a person be on Prolia? One doctor said for life, another said no longer than 3 years. I've been on it for 3 years, and I haven't noticed any improvement, or the test did not indicate any improvement.
Okay. So, there's a whole lot to be said about osteoporosis. And one of the problems is that we have all these drugs available for the treatment of osteoporosis, but they really should only be employed for actual osteoporosis. And they should be limited for cases where natural interventions don't make a difference, and they're natural things that can really make a difference. Vitamin K, strontium can be beneficial, and a variety of things that can be done naturally. But okay, some people need medications. They have really severe bone loss, not just osteopenia. These drugs were never intended to prevent bone loss. Really, all the studies substantiate that their benefits are only for people who have severe bone loss, who have like a minus 3.5 T-score or worse. But there's several ways to tackle osteoporosis. One is with what are called bisphosphonates. And bisphosphonates are commonly prescribed for osteoporosis. These are the old line medications. We're talking Fosamax, Actonel, Beneva, and they slow down the rate of bone loss. But what they also do is, if you use them first line, they tend to shut down bone metabolism. And therefore, it's suggested that for people with bad bone loss, they start with what are called monoclonal antibodies, of which Prolia is the main one. Drug was approved around 2010, and it inactivates the osteoclasts to stop bone breakdown. It's given in injections twice a year, which makes it kind of convenient. But it's intended only for women who have severe osteoporosis who are at high risk of fracture. And yet, unfortunately, it's being utilized for women who have just a little bit of bone loss and they want to prevent further bone loss. I think that's overreach. It is generally used for a couple of years, but it can be used for up to 10 years. But I think it's a mistake to use it that long because then you run the risk of higher side effects. For most postmenopausal women, I really don't think the benefits of Prolia outweigh the risks. So when you stop, here's the other thing about Prolia. When you stop, you tend to lose bone more rapidly. Yeah, there's kind of a rebound effect where all of a sudden the benefits are diminished because you lose bone more quickly. Kind of a backlash. And therefore, it's generally suggested that when you take this stuff, that you take a bisphosphonate for a couple of years, maybe up to 3 to 5 years afterwards, to prevent the Prolia backlash. That's generally the way it's done. But using, 3 years, maybe that's, you've served your time. It's outweighed its usefulness. You may want to seek additional measures, natural measures, natural interventions to support your bone health. All right. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements that I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for brain support, Brain Regain, Cogumin SLCP, and Magtine. This premium collection may support blood flow and neuronal membrane fluidity and facilitates intercellular communication. They may be advantageous for supporting healthy cognitive function and performance, mental acuity, learning, and memory, and may promote a relaxed mood. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements. And finally, this item on osteoporosis, could getting enough sleep help prevent osteoporosis? In a recent study, it was found that sleep relates to bone health. There are some studies that suggest that sleep deprivation accelerates bone loss. And so lifestyle factors like sleep and exercise figure prominently.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's Kyolic.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israeli forces continue their strikes and ground offensives in Gaza.
Heavy bombardment was reported overnight in Jabalia and other areas in northern Gaza. Residents said Israeli warplanes and artillery struck across the camp and the Zaytun area east of Gaza City. The north has been largely isolated by Israeli forces for months. UN officials say there's a full-blown famine there. Just a day earlier, in central Gaza, families gathered around the bodies of loved ones after over a dozen people were killed by Israeli strikes. A young boy, around 11 years old, in a red T-shirt and a crew cut, lay on the ground dead, with a pool of blood seeping beneath his neck. A woman crouched beside his body and said, "We're all civilians, we're not guilty of anything. What is this child guilty of?" I'm Karen Shamas.
The 2024 presidential contest features sharply opposing views on taxes.
Many of the income tax cuts signed into law by Donald Trump in 2017 are set to expire after next year. If all the tax cuts expire, the vast majority of U.S. households would see their payments to the IRS increase. But if all the tax cuts are extended, another $4.5 trillion would be added to the national debt over the next decade. President Biden wants to extend the middle-class tax cuts while raising taxes on the wealthy, but Trump argues that tax increases would destroy the economy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
After being sworn in last week for a fifth term, Russian President Putin replaced Sergei Shoigu as the defense minister and appointed him as secretary of Russia's National Security Council. In line with Russian law, the entire Russian cabinet resigned Tuesday following the inauguration. Most members had been widely expected, though, to keep their jobs. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Well, you all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
A group of World War II soldiers who died shortly before Japan's official surrender have been awarded the Purple Heart. Lisa Dwyer has more on these members of the Greatest Generation.
The families of 5 Hawaii men who served in a unit of Japanese language linguists during World War II have now received posthumous Purple Heart medals on behalf of their loved ones nearly 8 decades after the soldiers died in a plane crash in the final days of the conflict. They were among 31 men killed when their C-46 transport plane hit a cliff while attempting to land in Okinawa, Japan, on August 13, 1945. Army records indicate only 2 of the 31 ever received Purple Heart medals, which the military awards to those wounded or killed during action against an enemy. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. It's not your grandfather's military.
When two U.S. fighter jets recently faced off in a dogfight in California, only one was actually piloted by a human being. The other was flown by AI in a display of how far the U.S. military has come in its use of artificial intelligence. But it's only a hint of the technology on the horizon. Among the new projects is one that would help the military to keep operating and navigate by magnetic fields if a GPS satellite was attacked. Jason Walker reporting.
A little military history. On this date in 1780, during the Revolutionary War, the besieged city of Charleston, South Carolina, surrendered to British forces. In 1943, during World War II, Axis forces in North Africa surrendered. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
You're tuning in today. We have a wonderful program. I'm telling you, this program today is loaded. And the first part of the program is with my friend and special guest, Mr. Mark Squires. You may know him as the Medicare Whisperer. And Mark, welcome back to Senior Care Life.
Thanks, Steve. It's so good to be here. I'm a little froggy today. Hope you don't mind my voice.
We have a little Kermit going there.
I sound a little bit more like a 12-year-old adolescent boy.
Well, that's what coming out of bronchitis will do for you. So
yes.
The voice will flip around there a little bit.
It will. I sound like Peter Brady. It's time to change.
Oh, that's funny. So if you want to reach out to the Medicare Whisper, I'm going to give you a phone number. Call it from anywhere in the country. Mark and his team work with a lot of clients in most of the states around the country. It's 816-399-4871. That's 816-399-4871. Or online, excellent website, lifewithmedicare.com. And Mark, I understand that we have some major changes that may be coming to the Medicare Advantage market.
Oh, boy. It has been an active week in the world of Medicare Advantage. So the way Medicare Advantage works, we've talked about it before, but what happens is the federal government gives reimbursements to the insurance companies that sponsor Medicare Advantage plans. And the federal government is saying, we're going to cut those reimbursements.
Imagine it.
It's amazing. Now, I realize the federal government doesn't pay much attention to their budget, but like you and I both, if we're going to make less money, we have a tendency to cut back, and the insurance companies are doing the same thing.
Right.
So what we're hearing from there's basically five major players in the Medicare Advantage space in the United States. There's some lesser companies, but two of the big ones, I'm not going to mention their names primarily because we don't want to be sued.
Yeah.
We'll just say that the green one and the purple one have come out publicly and said they are going to exit some markets.
Mm.
Now, if you're here in Kansas City, where you and I live, I wouldn't worry too much about that. I don't think they're going to leave the Kansas City market because it is a very lucrative market. But they're also talking about some of those extra benefits, you know, the ones that Martha on the TV commercial talks about, extra benefits.
Yep.
They're talking about paring some of those back. So for the last probably 6 or 7 years, every year it seems like the extra benefits get extra and extra and extra. I don't think health club memberships are going to go away.
Okay.
Sports equipment reimbursement is one they've already targeted.
I'm surprised that was even on there.
Yeah, it's on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can submit your pickleball racket and those sort of things as a sports equipment reimbursement.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And, you know, we think that the over-the-counter and dental will be safe, but there's just certain other ones. Some of the more underutilized, like rides to your doctor, may be cut back.
Okay.
Except on the dual special needs plans where people actually use that service.
Yeah.
But we are seeing that. They're publicly stating they are going to be forced, because of lower reimbursement rates, to actually have less benefits or fewer benefits within a plan. And one of the speculations I read today in an article before I came down here, that there could be entire swaths of some rural areas in this country that don't have any Medicare Advantage plans available. Now, there are counties in most states, rural counties, that don't have Medicare Advantage, but they're talking large, large swaths. One of the states that they actually targeted, they said Iowa could be one of the ones that would be hurt the worst.
Okay. So you have a few cities that have a, you know, I don't know, X population, but if they're large rural areas, they're just not going to be available in those areas. And in Iowa, that could be over, well over half the state.
Yes, it could be. And that, you know, now you're looking at the option would be either to have a Medicare supplement plan or just original Medicare. And while it's not on our topics to talk about today, I think we'll talk about it the next time I'm on, but we're seeing Medicare supplement premiums increase dramatically, the largest increases in supplement premiums I've ever seen.
Hmm.
So this could be a real upset for big parts of the country.
Wow. And I'll tell you what, so why are they cutting, or not cutting back, discontinuing the availability of some of these plans in a rural area? Why would they do that?
They're not making enough money. I mean, there are for-profit organizations. Mm-hmm. They're not philanthropists. And so if they're looking at this going, you know, we're not getting enough, we don't have enough members in this county to actually get the reimbursement rates we need to support the plan design, we're just going to pull out of the county.
And all of this is driven by government payment or funding of these insurance companies to offer the Advantage plan.
Correct. As we talked on one of our shows that we were on together earlier, the way that works is Medicare takes that $174, the basic Medicare premium, and they put about another $800 a month with it and
send
it in. So
if they're paying that much money, it doesn't seem, I don't know, there's something, so if they're adding like $800 a month onto that,
mm-hmm.
why can't, so all right, so here's, I'm not going down too much of a rabbit hole. If they're getting the $174 and they're getting another $800 a month from the government, why can't you be profitable and offer it in rural settings?
Well, it's called risk pool.
Okay.
And so the cost of health care in a major metropolitan area is much higher on average than in rural areas. To put it a different way, if you're still working and you work for a national corporation and the health insurance you're getting from that national corporation that may be based in New York, you're going to pay extra here in Kansas City or wherever you might live to compensate for the extra, the more expensive health care cost in New York or San Francisco. Same thing in Medicare. They pool all that, the risk pool, but if they're not going to make enough money, they're going to pull out of an area.
Okay.
So.
All right. And then obviously that's not fair to those people. So if discriminatory is not the right word, but it's just unfair, because if I choose to live in a rural county and I want that Advantage plan that someone living in an urban county or a big city gets, and I'm being denied that, that's absolutely not fair. It's just not right.
No, it's not. The whole purpose of Medicare is to protect resources and assets. Why should a person who lives in a major metropolitan area have more options to protect resources and assets than a person who lives in Riley County, Iowa?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if there's a Riley County, Iowa. I just made that up.
There's one in Kansas.
There is.
Yeah, yeah, out in Junction City. And, mm-hmm. and all right. So, okay. And so when are we going to know? So obviously you're on top of all of this. You always are the first person. You are in the know. you study this stuff every single day. When will we have more, clarity or maybe firm details on what's going to happen with this?
Well, the official date is October 1st. Nothing is official in the world of Medicare till October 1st.
Okay.
But as we go through the summer, we'll see more and more data coming out, and we should be able to project some of what the results will be. But, again, nothing is ever official until October 1st, and being that that is tied to the government, sometimes it's not even official on October 1st.
There we go. So if that's getting your attention and you're like, hey, wait a minute, I have an Advantage plan. I live in a rural area. Is my plan going to get cut? Or are we going to lose half of our benefits? Will our premium skyrocket? Get in touch with Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer, 816-399-4871, or visit lifewithmedicare.com. And Mark, I know that obviously I work with you on behalf of my mom, mm-hmm. and we have a great supplement plan, so we went a different direction. But do you see a lot of your clients requiring or requesting the Advantage plans?
Yes. 54.7% of all Medicare beneficiaries across the board are now on Medicare Advantage plans.
Over half.
Well over half.
Wow.
And that number is climbing every year. We're seeing more and more of that. They're attracted by the zero premiums and some of the extra benefits that we talked about a few minutes ago, but we're seeing more and more of that. And we're about to see something called the COVID effect come into Medicare supplement rates, and that is people put off getting health care because of COVID.
Ah.
And now they're getting everything fixed again, and it's starting to put a burden on the risk pool of Medicare supplement plans, so we're seeing very high price increases.
Because utilization has gone sky high.
Correct.
It was dormant for probably a solid couple of years,
right,
and maybe longer,
mm-hmm.
and now everyone, so there's this, but then, okay, so here's the negative side of me, but the company saved massive money during the dormant time. Shouldn't that just even out?
You would think it would. However, I think in the world of publicly traded companies, sometimes it's what have you done for me lately?
Yeah.
They don't care. We made a good profit 8 quarters ago. What have you done for me lately?
Yep. If this is getting your attention, you're not going to want to go away. Stay tuned because we have a lot more very important Medicare information coming up. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. Medicare pays for the assisted living level of care. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families. And I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com. I'm Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first 5 franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726.
833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
None of these cases would be moving with the speed, the ferocity, or the press coverage if they were not about the potential next president of the United States.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Medicare pays for the assisted living level of care. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Mark, earlier when we were off mic, you mentioned something about that is maybe the top misunderstanding about Medicare.
It is. The number one misunderstanding in all of Medicare is that Medicare will pay for custodial care through assisted living or nursing home. Absolutely will not do it.
Yep. And I've met so many people where we're looking at, you know, assisted living or long-term care. They're like, Steve, I've got the best Medicare policy that you can buy. And I'm like, that's great, but it's not going to pay the $7,000 a month assisted living payment or cost.
No.
And so it'll pay for your medical care, of course. It's your medical insurance, but it's not going to pay for that 24-hour care.
Nope.
So
if you get sick, it'll pay for all your medical care, but not the bed.
Yep, that's right. Visiting with Mr. Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer. You can reach out to Mark and his wonderful team at 816-399-4871. That's 816-399-4871 or online at lifewithmedicare.com. And Mark, last week you mentioned something about the adult children caring for or just kind of looking after maybe some of their aging parents, that it's really, really important for them to understand their parents' health insurance.
Well, it's not until you need to.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, mom and dad are, you know, healthy and everything's going on just fine, you probably don't, but it would be a good idea to understand that. Because here's what I've seen over the last 22 years. You're going along with life, everything is fine, you have your employer-sponsored health insurance, but then all of a sudden something happens with mom or dad or both, and you have to step in and you have to start making healthcare decisions, and you have this twisted thing called Medicare. That would be healthcare designed by the federal government.
Yay.
Yay. So now all of a sudden you're hearing terminology you've never heard before. You're used to going to the doctor, lay down your card, pay your $40 copay, get whatever you need to get done and go home, and everything works fine. That's not necessarily the way things work in Medicare. And so if you don't have that understanding, like my situation when I was going through this several years ago. It was life in front of a fire hose. And suddenly you're thrust into being involved in those healthcare decisions. And now they're telling you, okay, well, we really would benefit if we could do this test on mom or dad or whoever. And you're like, well, how does that work? How much is it going to cost? And depending on their healthcare coverage, it could take a while to find that out. Obviously, you want mom and dad to have the absolute best of everything, but you also want to make sure that you are being responsible with the assets that they have. So it's a good idea to have that conversation. And look, I understand if I'd have gone to my parents and said, hey, I want to understand more about your Medicare, my dad would have said, that's none of your business.
Yeah. Yeah.
Notice I left out the expletive dad would have used.
Right, right.
So that we didn't have to hit the dump button here. But at least ask the question. And if they want to know why, just tell them, hey, if I'm ever in an emergency situation, I want to have at least a basic understanding of what company do I have to call.
Yeah.
Just, you know, a simple question like that. Of course, you can always call us. We're happy to walk you through that, but the more data we have going into it, the better answers we can give you.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it. And so for example, when my mom moved from another county to Johnson County, where I live, we had to change her Medicare coverage. And so I came to you and I said, hey, I don't really, I mean, I kind of understand this, but we need some help with this. and you've done a great job with my mom.
Oh, I love your mom. She's fun. But, you know, just think about that, Steve. You know, you've told the listeners your background before. Obviously, mom's healthy, but you have an extensive background in senior-related health care. And yet, you're in the middle of that. You're trying to figure this out, and you have that knowledge from the facility side of things, but when it comes down to the patient side of things, you really didn't know exactly what we were looking for.
No, it was an educational,
right? Yeah.
and it was great. And then you had mentioned a particular supplement plan that I had never heard of it. Plan N before, like Nancy, I never heard of it.
We like the N plan.
Yeah, yeah, it's great.
And sadly, in our line of work, a lot of the agents are paid on commission, and they're trained to always drive for the higher commission product.
Yep.
Well, if you're making 18% of whatever the monthly premium is your commission, and you can go with an N plan that may be $150, and I'm just grabbing numbers out of the air, versus a G plan that might be $190, and the only difference is the Medicare Part B deductible, it's probably going to be, well, there's also an occasional copay on an N plan, but you're going to make less commission, but you're probably going to do what's right for the client. And for the person on Medicare, it just makes sense to do the right thing. But again, as an adult child who is trying to look out for your parents, knowing a little bit about how that works and why, the number of times, Steve, that you've been surprised about things I've taught you about Medicare, if I could just get like a $5 bill every time you say you're surprised, I would be a wealthy man.
Well, you could retire by now.
I don't want to retire because I love what I do.
Yeah, so. I know you do. I'm the same way. Yeah. I don't see myself ever retiring. So what are some examples of some surprises that some people have reported with some of these Medicare Advantage plans?
Number one surprise is mom, dad, grandma, aunt, Susie, whoever, went in the hospital and all of a sudden they're getting a bill or the hospital's telling them, your copay is $335 a day. How did you want to pay that?
Oh, $335 a day.
Yeah. Now you're trying to focus on getting mom or dad or whoever healthy and back home. And you're like, well, what do you mean I got to pay this copay? Right.
I have Medicare coverage.
Right. I have Medicare coverage, and Medicare does not pay 100% of everything, even though people think so.
Yep.
You know, so that's the number one. But the other part of that is, we see a lot of when people get cancer, God forbid you get cancer, Medicare itself is kind of funky in how it covers cancer care.
Okay.
Medicare Advantage plans, suddenly you find out you're responsible for 20% of each cancer treatment up front until you reach your plan's out-of-pocket maximum.
Oh.
Well, if you have a cancer treatment that's $8,000, what's 20% of that? $1,600 that you got to come up with the money before they'll do the treatment.
Mm.
And oral cancer meds are a whole different ballgame. So,
okay.
And then skilled nursing is, we could do an entire show on skilled nursing.
We could.
Yeah. And we would both be very angry when we got done with the show.
Yeah, yeah.
But again, understanding that plan, and also, while mom and dad are healthy, or whoever you're taking care of, there's some extra little pieces that you can put into an overall plan, that protection plan, that doesn't cost a whole lot of money to make sure they have what they need and protect their assets. So they're not worried about a surprise $335 per day invoice for the first 5 days.
Or $1,600 for your cancer treatment up front before they'll even start.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, so if this is getting your attention like it got my attention every time it gets my attention, reach out to Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer. You can call this number from anywhere in the country, and Mark will help you out. 816-399-4871. That's 816-399-4871, or online at lifewithmedicare.com. Mark, thanks so much for being here today. I appreciate it. You're a wealth of knowledge, as always.
Thanks for letting me hang out.
All right, we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bagged soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
America.
I'm Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer and director of the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. You may remember my story. I tied male swimmer Leah, formerly Will Thomas, and was forced to step aside while he accepted my trophy for a photo op. But I'm not alone. Over the past few years, women and girls have been stripped of opportunities to fairly compete in sports, denied scholarships, put in physical danger, and exposed to humiliation in locker rooms. These injustices will only accelerate if we don't speak up now. That's why I'm traveling to college campuses across America, encouraging the next generation to fight for fairness and for truth. My speeches are free and open to the public. To see if I'm speaking on a campus near you, visit RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
That's RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Don't let what you've built up over decades simply vanish. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Fraud schemes have cost the elderly $3 billion. And what's worse, some Americans are just too embarrassed to report it when it's happened to them, meaning that number could be much higher. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so we're going to shift gears here, and for the rest of the program, this is going to be really, really interesting information. I think a lot of folks are going to benefit from this. I'm going to review the top 10 reasons you could be involuntarily discharged from the assisted living level of care, and then I'll follow that up with how to avoid an unwanted discharge. So before I jump in here, I am not beating up on the assisted living level of care. I work with so many clients needing assisted living. It's easily over half of our client base needs assisted living, and I'm a huge fan. It's a great fit for so many people, but there are some gotchas in there. And guess what? I don't place every single person needing assisted living, right? Whoa, wow, big surprise. A lot of folks go out and do this on their own. So I think there are a lot of things that you need to understand. So don't give me a call or a text or an email saying, well, I can't believe you hate assisted living. No, I don't. I'm reviewing the top 10 reasons you could be discharged from assisted living and then how to avoid unwanted discharges. All right. So because the assisted living level of care is not a standardized model, okay, and many assisted living residents have to discharge to a higher level of care, which would be long-term care, right? And there's so much conflicting information in the marketplace, in Kansas City, in Seattle, in Dallas, and everywhere, okay, conflicting information everywhere. I just want to review some of these issues that will result in you receiving a discharge letter. Okay, so this isn't in any particular order. So let's jump into this. And okay, let me just back up. As always, there are always exceptions. There's always an asterisk or a footnote. But in general, number one, becoming a two-person transfer. Now, what that means is by transfer, helping a resident from point A to point B, out of your bed, to your walker or to your wheelchair, in and out of the shower, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So a resident needs a little bit of help, but if you need a lot of help, it would require the assistance of two staff people or maybe even a mechanical lift. That is going to cross the line of the majority of assisted living communities. So, and I have so many stories. I could tell you stories for days. But it wasn't too long ago, I get a call at Senior Care Consulting from a family member. He was really upset. He said, hey, Steve, he said, I was told, you know, we're an age-in-place community. Oh, yeah, we've got your dad covered. We can meet his needs, no problem at all. He should be able to age in place here for the rest of his life. So we've got you covered. And a couple of months later, he gets this letter. It's a 30-day discharge notice. And he's like, what?
Whoa, what's going on? We were told you were an aged-in-place community. Dad should be able to live here the rest of his life, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He said, we were not told of any transfer limitations. Okay, and they said, well, you know, your dad just takes too much help to move, you know, for his transfer, move to point A to point B. We're not really staffed to handle all that, so you're going to have to move to a nursing home, is what they told him. And I think most of the time, here's what it boils down to. You didn't ask the right questions, and they didn't tell you their exact limitations. I think it's just as simple as that. It also falls into the category of overpromise, underdeliver, from the sales perspective. And let me tell you this, with Senior Care Consulting, this is never an issue because we don't let you make that mistake. We just don't. So I ended up, this guy said, hey, they told me this and that and the other, and did they lie to me? And I'm like, no, I wasn't there. I don't know what was said. Again, overpromise, underdeliver. But, and he said, well, obviously we did not do a good job choosing the place, so we need your help to get this right. And I was able to help them, and we did get it right. And just as soon as I talk about a two-person transfer, let me say there are some, not very many, but there are some assisted living communities that can accommodate a two-person transfer. Maybe they're even willing to use a mechanical lift. But I'm telling you, the vast majority are not, and that will get you a quick discharge. Number two, if you just require too much care. So this comes down to the staffing model and at the assisted living level of care. It just has limitations. And if you need more care than they can offer, you're out. It's just really, really simple. They just don't mention a lot of this up front. And that's why I'm covering this today. I love assisted living. It's wonderful, but you have to be appropriate for that level of care. And you have to go in with your eyes wide open and need to understand all of these potential issues for you. All right, number three, incontinence care is becoming more and more necessary. And most places can help at least a little bit with incontinence management. But if your incontinence management needs continue to increase and increase and increase, if it's too much for their staff to handle, you will be discharged. Number four, if you need a low air loss mattress because you have some wound care issues and skin breakdown issues, just that whole thing, that they're just not staffed to deal with that. That clearly falls in the medical camp, and that would fall into the long-term care level of care. Number five, if your loved one needs medical care, again, such as wound care, compression wraps for lymphedema or cellulitis, maybe they require mechanical lift, maybe they require tube feeding, maybe they have a urinary catheter and need catheter care, maybe they need IV therapy, none of those sort of things are going to be handled at the majority of assisted living communities. If you move in and then you develop that need, you will be discharged. Number six, if your loved one requires pain management that is more than their staff can manage effectively and safely and properly, so for example, pain patches, I mean, that's not too bad. I've seen some places say, no, we don't deal with pain patches. You'll have to go somewhere else. Okay, fine. Thanks for playing. Pain injections, most places aren't going to be able to deal with that. Managing a pain pump, a pain management pump. Maybe it has to be recharged, and there's just some responsibilities there. A lot of times that's not going to work at the assisted living level. Well, you know, it could be as simple as number seven, needing diabetic management with insulin injections. Now, again, there are a small percentage of assisted living communities, and they're staffed with an LPN 24/7. So they would be able to manage that. But most, or the majority of assisted living communities, do not offer round-the-clock nursing at that level, which means they're not able to offer round-the-clock diabetic management. Again, it's all a function of staffing. All right, number eight, needing help eating food or needing a very specialized diet. such as a pureed diet or thickened liquids because of a swallowing issue. Now, I will say the assisted living level of care in general has really stepped up the game over the past 5 to maybe 10 years. They're offering more and more variety, and they are able to meet some needs of a specialized diet. But once you start getting into a pureed diet and thickened liquids and some of the other highly specialized diets, most of the time, that's just not going to work at the assisted living level of care, and you are out. All right, number 9, all assisted living communities care for residents with cognitive impairment. So if you contact one, they'll say, oh, yeah, we offer memory care. We take care of a lot of residents with dementia, even if they don't have a memory care neighborhood. And, again, all of them do care for residents with mild cognitive impairment. No problem. However, when the memory care or memory-related issues exceed their limits, you will be asked to move, and that's just a fact. So your loved one's doing well, the assisted living, everything's going great. Then you see a decline in your loved one, and now they're wandering. They're wandering about, and now they're considered an elopement risk. If that particular assisted living community that told you they care for residents with dementia, if they don't have a separate memory care unit or neighborhood, and they can't guarantee the safety of that resident, you will be discharged. You will be asked to move because they can't guarantee that person's safety. All right, and coming up next, I'm going to continue the top 10 reasons that you may receive a discharge letter from assisted living, and then just as importantly, maybe more importantly, how to avoid that whole situation all together.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
I'm Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first 5 franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Did you know that more than 60% of sales in Amazon's store are from independent sellers? Most of which are small and medium-sized businesses. Amazon released their annual Small Business Empowerment Report, sharing that Amazon's U.S. independent sellers sold more than 4.1 billion products in 2022. That's an average of 7,800 products a minute. Selling an Amazon store has enabled independent sellers to create an estimated 1.5 million jobs in the U.S.
fueling economic opportunities in local communities around the country. Matt Slykus, resident of San Antonio, Texas, and owner of Boldly Growing, said, "For small business owners, Amazon has really leveled that playing field and made success possible for just about anyone who's willing to put in the effort to learn and bring their product to market. To discover products from small businesses, including Black, military, and women-owned businesses, visit amazon.com/supportsmall.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
None of these cases would be moving with the speed, the ferocity, or the press coverage if they were not about the potential next president of the United States.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the top 10 reasons that you could be discharged from the assisted living level of care. And I was talking about, let's say you have a loved one living at the assisted living level. They're doing great. And they have dementia, but they're just pleasantly confused. No problem at all. All assisted living communities can care for a person like that. No worries at all. The problem happens when that person begins to decline and maybe they hit a point of that disease progression where they begin to wander about. And they're not trying to cause any problems, but they're just cruising around. They're like, hey, what's going on outside? What? I think I'm going to go check that out. And they walk outside. Again, they're not trying to cause any problems at all. But they walk outdoors, it's 0 degrees, it's 100 degrees, there's traffic, and they don't understand these are all bad things, potentially dangerous things. And the assisted living community has a responsibility to keep that person safe. So they have to prevent them from putting themselves unintentionally in harm's way. So that's where we have a fork in the road. Now, if that assisted living community has a separate secured memory care unit or memory care neighborhood, okay, and a lot of times they have different, you know, reminiscence and all of these different terms or maybe labels, but they have a separate and secure part of the building so that person can receive memory-related support and care, and they can't just walk out the door and put themselves in harm's way because there are codes on the doors. And if you have dementia, you're probably not going to remember the code. So that's that fork in the road. And if they have that available, then it would make sense at that point, once a person becomes an elopement risk or a wandering risk or a flight risk, if you will, then they can go to that part of the building. The problem is if you hit that fork in the road and they don't have that specific memory care part of the building available, then you will be discharged. Now, there is an intermediate step, and it's called, and there are different terms, different names and brands, but generally it's called a Wonder Guard system, where that resident will wear a little bracelet. It looks like a little watch, basically. And then if they get too close to an exit, that watch communicates with the box on the exit, and it'll set off an alarm, and then they'll redirect the resident to another part of the building, and they won't let them go outside. Or maybe they'll just walk outside with them and take a walk with them. But the point is, you can't just let someone walk off, because it's super, super, or at least potentially super dangerous. So if they have that, that could buy you some time if they have a Wonder Guard. But if your loved one sets off that alarm 10 times, 15 times a day, that's not going to work. And again, you will be discharged. All right, number 10, if you run out of money, I would say 95% of the places you will be discharged, period. You see, most assisted living communities are a private pay only type of a level of care. And even if you've lived there for years and years, and I've told that story before, but even if you've lived for years and years, the second you run out of money, you're out, because there's no recourse. Unless the family's willing to pay the $6,000 to $8,000 a month, that person will not be able to afford to live there anymore, and they will have to move. All right, we'll get into a couple of bonuses here. Number 11, I know it's, I said top 10, but we'll give you a couple of bonuses here. Number 11, if your loved one is falling too much. Okay, so they, again, this is really more of a function of staffing, I think. And there's just not enough staff to keep enough eyes on your loved one. And if they start falling a lot, then we have an injury risk here. Let me just say this, and I'll talk about this on another program, but do not, and I mean not, all caps and bold, do not sign a negotiated risk agreement relative to your loved one falling. Just don't do it. You'll thank me later. And I'll talk about a negotiated risk agreement on another show at another time. All right, and then the last bonus, number 12, in our top 10 reasons, if you, and this one, I mean, this one's serious. If your loved one has any negative behaviors, and I'm putting my air quotes up on behaviors, they will be discharged, and you may not get a 30-day discharge. It may be a real quick discharge. Okay, it could be just too much wandering in and out of other residents' rooms and just really causing a lot of disruption, or exit seeking, not even wandering, but where's the door? I'm out of here. I'm going home. This is not where I live, right? So you have that confusion. You have that major danger of putting themselves in harm's way. Intentionally now, I'm out of here. That's different than wandering. It could be foul language or inappropriate language with the opposite sex, inappropriate sexual advances, and God bless them, it's the dementia talking. It's not the person. It's the disease. But the bottom line is, you know, you can't have that either. You just can't have it. Even if it's not their fault, you can't have it. It could be aggressive behavior, disruptive behavior, et cetera. There are a lot of things that go into the category of negative behaviors. But if that happens, you're going to get a quick discharge as well. So how can you avoid a discharge and help extend or maximize your stay at your chosen assisted living community? First of all, ask the right questions about their limitations. Understand what you're getting into and how much care they can actually provide. Ask them for examples of when your loved one could be asked to move or be discharged. Give me some examples, right? So understand that. And if your loved one has memory-related issues, make darn sure you choose a place that provides a memory care neighborhood or a separate memory care unit or a separate part of the building that offers the special type of care, memory care, for a resident with cognitive issues, cognitive impairment. Make sure you have that. I'm working with a client right now. His mom has dementia. She does not need memory care, but it's highly likely that she will. So guess what we're looking at? We're looking at an assisted living community that also has that memory care part of the building, just in case we might need that later on. So we're handling this properly. All right. Next, choose an assisted living community that's connected to long-term care. So if your loved one's needs rise and increase to that medical level of care, they can easily transition to that part of the building or that part of the community and get that higher level of care and not be discharged at all. And then understand the finances of it all. I do the math and calculate how long my clients can afford to live or at a particular place at a particular rate per month, et cetera, et cetera. There's some math that goes into that. But just do your homework there and don't get caught off guard.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
NorCal Vaccine Access Alliance and medical partners organized a free COVID-19 vaccine special clinic in Anderson for kids and adults at the Shasta Regional Medical Group at 2830 East Street in Anderson. This free event in Anderson will feature gift cards and free food for vaccine recipients Friday, May 24th from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome. For more details, email ncvaa2023@gmail.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. President Biden taking a lot of heat after his threat to stop sending certain weapons to Israel if it invades the city of Rafah.
The president's ultimatum was not well received by Israel, including from former ambassador to the United States, Dr. Michael Oren.
Potentially disastrous, extremely dangerous, unfair.
But at the White House, National Security spokesman John Kirby insisted on continued support from the U.S.
The arguments that somehow we're walking away from Israel fly in the face of the facts.
Meanwhile, more than two dozen House Democrats sent the White House a letter criticizing the Biden administration's withholding of weapons shipments to Israel. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Appearing on two national news shows Sunday morning, Secretary of State Antony Blinken strongly criticized Israel's conduct of the war in Gaza, saying their tactics have meant a horrible loss of life of innocent civilians but have failed to neutralize Hamas leaders and fighters and could drive a lasting insurgency. There's new technology that could help fight an old problem.
Schools across the U.S. are increasingly turning to artificial intelligence and video cameras to spot guns. Some states are considering multi-million dollar grant programs for the technology, but many of those bills have been written with specific criteria, so only one software provider can qualify. That company, Zero Eyes, which was founded a few years ago by military veterans. The chair of the National Council of School Safety Directors says the technology is good, but he has concerns about state laws giving preference to providers of a specific security platform. Zero Eyes responds they're not paying legislators to write them into their bills. I'm Julie Walker.
Check out more news and analysis at townhall.com.
For anyone living with everyday aches and pains, there are a lot of things you can try. Tough it out, or bite the bullet, grin and bear it. Or you can try something that has helped so many other people, Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients that address the inflammation where pain starts. And Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain for a short time, it helps reduce or even eliminate it all day, every day. So, wherever you're hurting, your back, neck, joints, or muscles, in about 3 weeks or less, you'll see a difference and rediscover what it's like to feel better and live better. So, if everyday pain is affecting your life, don't go with the mind-over-matter approach. Try Relief Factor instead. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, that's the number 4, and save on your first order. 800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
A play-in qualifier is the surprise winner of the NBA draft lottery.
The Hawks are the winners of the NBA draft lottery despite having just a 3% chance of gaining the top pick.
Hawks GM Landry Fields called it a shock when his team received the number one selection, weeks after the franchise completed a 36-46 season and lost in the playoff round. The Wizards and Pistons had the best chances of landing the top spot at 14%. Washington has the second pick, and Detroit drew the number five position. The Rockets own the third choice, one spot ahead of the Spurs. There's no clear-cut number one player in the upcoming draft, which could begin with the selections of two French players. I'm Dave Ferry.
In the NBA, the Pacers rout the Knicks 121-89 to even their series at two games each, Game 5 in New York Tuesday. Nuggets beat the Timberwolves 115-107, their series tied at two. Game 5 heads to Denver, also Tuesday. More at townhall.com. Mexico's begun requiring visas for Peruvians.
This is due to a major influx of migrants from the South American country. The move follows identical ones for Venezuelans, Ecuadorians, and Brazilians. It effectively eliminates the option of flying to a Mexican city near the U.S. border. U.S. officials have applauded Mexico's crackdown on air travel from Peru and call visa requirements an important tool to jointly confront illegal immigration. John Scott reporting.
A protest against rising costs of food, fuel, and utility bills has turned rough in Pakistani-controlled portions of Kashmir. One police officer is dead. Dozens of people were injured. Some merchants have closed their shops while demonstrators burn tires to express their anger. The prime minister says he's ready to consider the demands of the protesters. The region has seen dramatic hikes recently in basic goods. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I'm the host of the longest-running health show that's hosted by a physician in the United States. And I've been around since Hippocrates, Galen, Aristotle. I knew them all. And you can call us. Our lines are open, 877-726-8255. I'm back from a two-week sojourn in Scotland, which was quite enjoyable. And I wrote about it in a newsletter article, which is coming up, talking about the health of the Scots. You can subscribe to our newsletter via drhoffman.com, mailing list, and you can partake of all the free information that we provide each week via our newsletter and via our podcasts. 877-726-8255 is our number. You can call during the program, or you can call anytime during the week, and you can record a question. We've got a lot of recorded calls, and we'll take some of those questions a little later in the program. We've got some interesting things in store with you. We're going to talk about the benefits of olive oil, confirmed in a new study. Also, can you reduce your risk of diabetes via sleeping more? The new study speaks to that subject and lots more. 877-726-8255. I wanted to start with a study that looks at
sitting. They say that sitting is the new smoking, and it's actually been claimed that sitting may be as serious a risk factor as bad diet, even cigarettes, because it increases the risk of overweight, diabetes, cardiovascular disease. And, of course, the majority of us do too much sitting. In fact, after COVID, a lot of us work from home. We sit peering into computer screens. We're on Zoom meetings that are interminable. And we're banging away at numbers and writing stuff. And that is an occupational hazard for yours truly, because I'm a physician. I sit when I see patients. And I also do a lot of broadcasting. I do a lot of writing. So this is a study that looks at what type of interventions obviate the harmful effects of sitting. And if you have an Apple Watch, you'll sometimes get an annoying alert that it's time to get up, stand up, and walk around periodically, because that is said to obviate the harmful effects of sitting. There's even some studies that suggest that too much sitting, you can't even overcome the adverse effects of sitting for long periods of time with exercise. And that's kind of discouraging for me, because I get up in the morning and I exercise, but then I sit a lot, and, you know, maybe I'm just not really getting the benefit of that exercise, because the sitting outweighs its benefits with the harms. So in this study, it's a very interesting study, they took a bunch of overweight and obese men. And they had four groups. And, of course, there was a control group, which was uninterrupted sitting, and then had three different interventions. And they looked, basically using a glucose tolerance test, they looked at what's called the area under the curve of glucose. Now, if you can imagine a curve that plots your blood sugars, if you've got a big mountain, that means that your blood sugars have been very high. If your blood sugar goes up a little bit, it's a little bit of a kind of a small hill. So this is referred to as area under the curve. And it's a good measure of how well your blood sugar is controlled, especially after eating. So what were the three intervention groups? Remember, there was a control group. They made them sit still for 8.5 hours. And then they had interruptions in sitting that entailed, in group one, 30 minutes of walking at 4 kilometers per hour. And it's a moderate pace. 4 miles per hour, that could be kind of a race walk. Some people who run slowly, they just run at 4 miles per hour, but 4 kilometers per hour is a little less challenging. But it's a brisk pace, 30 minutes of walking just once, one time, as a way of offsetting the effects of sitting for 8.5 hours. And then the third group was sitting with 3-minute walking, just 3 minutes, not 30 minutes, every 45 minutes, 10 times during that 8.5-hour period. And then the final group, the fourth group, were required to squat every 45 minutes. Okay? So, and by the way, squats are a good exercise because they engage your body weight. You don't need to do squats with heavy weights, although weightlifters do it with, you know, sometimes hundreds of pounds. But for an ordinary person who's not that fit, especially an overweight, pre-diabetic person, just, you know, getting up and squatting is going to provide you with a little bit of muscle stimulation. So this is what they found. And this is kind of surprising because, you know, obviously the folks who didn't get up and walk around, the 8.5-hour group that sat without any exercise intervention, had the worst blood sugars. It turns out that the area under the curve was lower during sitting interrupted with any countermeasure.
whether it was the 30-minute walk one time or whether it was 3-minute walks every 45 minutes or whether it was squatting every 45 minutes. But what was surprising was that the 3-minute bouts, just short 3-minute bouts of walking or squatting every 45 minutes for 10 times during that 8.5-hour period, resulted in the lowest glucose area under the curve, even compared with the group that took one rather prolonged 1.5-hour walk just once. So the moral of the story is frequent walking or squatting while sitting. These breaks effectively enhance blood sugar control, especially if you're overweight, maybe pre-diabetic, compared to a single bout of walking within prolonged sitting. And they postulate that the superior benefits are associated with increased muscle activity intensity in targeted muscle groups during frequent transitions from sitting to activity. So, yeah, I mean, I guess the Apple Watch is right. It's, you know, it alerts you. You've been sitting too long. Get up and walk. Or get up, hey, maybe you got a small apartment like I do. What are you going to do, pace around your apartment? That's not going to be very effective. But maybe just squat in place in your office. And if people give you some heat about it, just tell them you heard about it here on Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255, our number. We're going to take some of your calls momentarily. We've got lots to talk about here on today's Intelligent Medicine. Stay with us. In my 40-year history of broadcasting, I have never endorsed a weight loss product because most don't deliver until now. Science behind CaloCurb is so compelling that I can support it as a plausible alternative for curbing appetite and enhancing satiety to help you shed pounds. The active ingredient in CaloCurb, Amerisate, comes from a specific New Zealand-grown hops flower, which works by activating your body's own appetite-regulating chemical messengers, including GLP-1, which signals specific areas of the brain to effectively manage hunger in just 1 hour. CaloCurb is clinically proven to reduce hunger by 30%. Cravings by 40%, and calorie intake by an average of 18%. CaloCurb is a safe, effective, and affordable natural appetite-suppressing supplement made in the United States with no chemicals, synthetics, or caffeine, and it doesn't cause jitters. Take control of your eating habits and cravings naturally with CaloCurb. For more information and order, just go to CaloCurb.com. That's CaloCurb.com. Use coupon code DH10 for 10% off. That's CaloCurb.com. Coupon code DH10 for CaloCurb. Reinvest in your wellness goals this spring with savings on supplements. May 14th and 15th only, I'll be offering 10% off all products in my online full-script supplement dispensary. May 14th and 15th, 2 days only, get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements at DearHoffmanStore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. It's the safest and most convenient way to purchase my curated supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping and optional refill reminders via text or email. Never counterfeit or expired. Always stored and shipped correctly. It's safe, secure, and includes world-class customer service. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com for 10% off and free shipping for 2 days only, May 14th and 15th. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DrHoffmanStore.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, Give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Don't let what you've built up over decades simply vanish. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Fraud schemes have cost the elderly $3 billion. And what's worse, some Americans are just too embarrassed to report it when it's happened to them, meaning that number could be much higher. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. As I said, you can call anytime you like, 24-7, 365, and you can record a question. We'll take some of your recorded questions momentarily, but I just want to mention that we've got a big spring sale going on. You can reinvest in your wellness goals this spring with big savings on supplements. Just May 17th and 15th this week, I'll be offering 10% off all products in my online full script supplement dispensary. 2 days only, get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements there, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. And they are the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. In fact, I order from FullScript. It's the safest and most convenient way to purchase my curated supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping and optional refill reminders. Never counterfeit or expired. Always stored and shipped correctly. It's safe, secure, and includes world-class customer service. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com this week for 10% off and free shipping for 2 days only, May 14th and 15th. That's drhoffmanstore.com, drhoffmanstore.com. All right, let's take one of those recorded questions. Let's hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Last week, one of your competing radio doctors was discussing how methylene chloride is used to leach caffeine out of coffee beans to produce decaf. This chemical apparently causes cancer in rats. I drink a lot of decaf, and I think you mentioned that you do, too. Do you think this is anything to be concerned about?
Yeah, you know, I have talked about that story previously on a previous edition of Intelligent Medicine, and it is a concern. And I personally guzzle decaf. I go through bags and bags of decaf each week. And, because it doesn't have any caffeine, there's kind of no limit to how much you can consume. If it was like regular coffee, I'd be like, flying.
but I enjoy the taste. It's a good way to hydrate with a little bit of flavor. And there are benefits to decaf coffee aside from the caffeine. You get chlorogenic acid, which is actually a potent polyphenol antioxidant that can be very helpful. So they use methylene chloride as an extraction method often in making conventional decaf. And that's why I kind of limit my intake of decaf from sources where I don't know how they're processing it. You know, I'll order a decaf in a restaurant occasionally. But when I consume it at home, I look for water-processed decaf, sometimes referred to as Swiss water-processed decaf. And that uses a different extraction method that doesn't involve methylene chloride. And so I'm, you know, minimizing my risk. Yes, indeed, you know, there are rat studies that show that high amounts of methylene chloride can be cancer-causing. But again, you'd have to consume a lot of methylene chloride to get that effect. And my goodness, there's so many things in our environment that are carcinogenic that it's hard to pick them all apart. Is methylene chloride, you know, if someone comes down with, say, I don't know, prostate cancer, breast cancer, is methylene chloride from decaf the culprit? Well, it could be any number of things, from the air you breathe to the water that you drink to the foods that you eat. And, you know, it's unclear how all these things add up to increase our risk of cancer from environmental exposures. So get the Swiss water process, pay a little more, and you can obviate your risk. 877-726-8255, our number. Here's something that is actually good for you. And we talked about this because the benefits of the Mediterranean diet are largely ascribed to olive oil. Olive oil is a staple in the traditional Mediterranean diet. But, you know, there's a lot of variables. There's a lot of variables. Because people who follow a Mediterranean diet probably a little bit more careful about other aspects of their lives. People in Mediterranean countries who follow traditional diets also have a more intact social structure. They may exercise more. They may live in cleaner regions, which are free of pollution. And so this is the headline: olive oil use associated, and I underline associated, with lower risk of dying from dementia. All right? This is what's called an observational study. And there's a lot of controversy about what's called nutritional epidemiology. Nutritional epidemiology means that you look at one factor, such as consumption of nuts or consumption of eggs, and then you look at health statistics, the risk of cardiovascular disease, diabetes, cancer, or the risk of dying. Ultimately, that's what you want to avoid, associated with the use of that thing. And a recent study shows that you can find an association with virtually any food, either a positive association, increasing risk, or a negative association, reducing risk. So that's a problem with the field of epidemiological, of nutritional epidemiology. Olive oil use has also been associated with reduced risk of cardiovascular disease. And look, there's mechanistically, you can say, yeah, there's benefit to monounsaturated fats and also the beneficial polyphenols that give olive oil its aroma and its color. These are beneficial chemicals that definitely have a plausible mechanism of action in terms of the brain, in terms of the heart, in terms of all of overall health. So the bottom line, olive oil may directly benefit the brain by crossing the blood-brain barrier and by having positive effects on circulation, which doesn't hurt when it comes to preserving cognitive function and avoiding dying from dementia. So yeah, use the olive oil, but yeah, drinking olive oil with a bad diet, that's not going to probably make a difference. 877-726-8255, our number. We all have our golden hour, our time to de-stress and reflect. To reach new levels of calm and contentment, check out Plus CBD's Reserve Collection. It's crafted using the highest quality full-spectrum hemp oil for bigger, broader effects to help you experience deeper relaxation and a brighter mood. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. Their Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of cannabinoids, rich and bold for when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils and gummies. To learn more or to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's Reserve Collection.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, 877-726-8255, if you want to get in on the action. And this item, the question may arise, for many of us, we are sleep deprived. Our jobs and our family responsibilities require us to sleep less, but we tend to try and offset that by following a healthy diet. And a healthy diet is indeed thought to be the major determinant of the risk of diabetes. Diabetes being probably the leading pathway to cardiovascular disease risk, to stroke risk, even to cancer. So the question is, how much of a role does sleep play vis-a-vis a healthy diet? Can you diet away a sleep deficit? And so they did a study, and it's published in Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA. Headline, less sleep tied to increased risk of diabetes despite a healthy diet. They found that people who slept 5 or fewer hours each night had a higher risk of being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes than those who slept 7 to 8 hours, even if they followed a healthy diet. Sleeping 5 hours or 3 to 4 hours per day, get this, look at the magnitude of the effect. 5 hours was linked with a 16% increased risk of type 2 diabetes, despite a healthy diet. Sleeping just 3 to 4 hours per day, which is, I got to admit that that's very little sleep, but some people chronically get that little amount of sleep, especially shift workers. Sleeping 3 to 4 hours per day was linked with, get this, a 41% increased risk of type 2 diabetes. Despite eating fresh fruits and vegetables every day, as well as eating more fish and less red meat and processed meats per week. And, I got to say that, this is something that I discovered on my recent trip, and I rediscover it every time that I fly to Europe. When you fly to Europe, what happens is you get in a plane, usually you leave JFK at night. It could be 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and it's an overnight flight. It's a red eye to Europe. But it kind of makes sense because you get a little bit of sleep, and then you arrive early in the morning and you can start your day there. It's 5 hours earlier, or 6 hours, depending on the time zone you're traveling to. I mean, you're going to some place like, Israel or something, it could be like 8 or 9 hours. So then you arrive and you start your day. But I got to say that I am much more ravenous when I'm awake. And I could do 3 meals before I get on the plane. I usually try to get a hearty meal so I don't have to eat a lot of junk on the plane. So I get to the airport early, and then I have a good healthy dinner, because I know they're going to feed me a lot of stuff that's not that great on the plane. Snacky foods and not great stuff. But still, I'll be tempted to eat on the plane a little bit and sleep a little bit. Maybe I'll get three hours. Maybe 4 hours of uninterrupted sleep, because the flight, is like, 6 hours. And then when I arrive, I'm usually pretty ravenous, so I want to eat, and then I want to eat again, and then so in a 24-hour period, instead of 3 meals, I might have like 6 or 7 meals, including, some snacks. And there really is something to the way that sleep deprivation increases hormones that are associated with appetite. It's been shown that it increases ghrelin, the way that you remember what ghrelin does. Ghrelin makes your stomach growl and increases your appetite. And so there are actually hormonal changes that occur when you don't sleep that much. Plus, it's more time on your hands. It's more time to think about eating, right? So clearly in this study, The findings suggest that eating a healthy diet, and I'm quoting, may not necessarily affect or offset the risk of type 2 diabetes among people who regularly get too little sleep, which is the majority of us, according to the research in Journal of the American Medical Association. So sleep, you know, this whole thing of like sleep away the pounds with our miracle diet pill. Well, no, sleep itself is very helpful for weight regulation and blood sugar control. All right, as you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD, that's cannabidiol, to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD, in my opinion, is a real breakthrough in herbal products, perhaps the biggest breakthrough of the decade. But you may not know that CBD can deliver the same healthful results for your pets. Yeah, the CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce Premier CBD Chews, tailored for dogs. Plus CBD pet wellness treats are crafted with the utmost care and supported by extensive research validated by a landmark safety study backed by the National Animal Supplement Council. There's two varieties tailored to your dog's needs, Plus CBD Pet Hip and Joint Health Chews and Plus CBD Pet Calming Care Chews. Probably want to get some before the 4th of July comes around and all those fireworks start to freak out your animals. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's pet wellness blends. All right, 877-726-8255, our number. We get recorded calls all through the week, and let's hear one of them.
Hello. Can tinnitus cause brain damage? Tinnitus has been a problem for me for now several years. Can it hurt my brain, or does it do brain damage?
Okay, you know, that's an interesting question. And so, you know, it's kind of like you say tomato, I say tomato. It's sometimes referred to as tinnitus or tinnitus. I don't think it makes a difference. It's ringing in the ears. And, you know, ringing in the ears is super annoying, but is generally benign. But it can be a sign. I mean, it's not so much that it causes brain damage, but it may be a sign of subtle damage to your ear. But also, more often, it's not in the ear; it's in the brain. There are areas in the brain which govern auditory processing. And they, you know, as you age, or if you've been exposed to high levels of sound, they can be damaged and they can be messed up. But it is when you experience tinnitus, it's important to put it in context. And thinking that the tinnitus is causing your brain to be damaged is really bad. There's what is called cognitive behavioral therapy. That is one of the effective ways of dealing with tinnitus. And what that entails is basically to reassure people that as annoying as it is what it is. It's not something that's going to, you know, eat away at your brain like some kind of brain-eating amoeba. So what you do is you put it in context with cognitive behavioral therapy, and you say, okay, I'm experiencing this. Like, okay, it is what it is. Let me, you know, attempt to minimize the distress that it causes me. Let me use things to distract myself and ignore it. Let me not focus so much on it, maybe not make it the bane of my existence, as it often becomes, because it can become a psychological problem. And the worse your anxiety, the worse the tinnitus becomes. So by treating the underlying anxiety, which, you know, it's kind of a chicken and egg thing. Tinnitus causes anxiety. Anxiety causes tinnitus. You can obviate the severity of the problem and the degree to which it interferes with your life. So, yeah, good question. I mean, don't be thinking that way. That is not a constructive way to think about your tinnitus. All right, we're talking a lot about blood sugar. Here's a remarkable study about an herb, which is something that I've been using, and lots of integrative physicians utilize this for treatment of type 2 diabetes, but also what's called metabolic syndrome. Metabolic syndrome means you don't have diabetes, but you're auditioning for the part. Hemoglobin A1C is something that tells you how stable your blood sugar is over time. You want a hemoglobin A1C that's in the low fives. I take pride in the fact that my hemoglobin A1C is 4.9, which means very well controlled with exercise and diet, and maybe, hey, maybe I got good genes. When a hemoglobin A1C goes above 5.7, 5.8, 5.9, that's not diabetes, but it suggests that you are having deteriorating blood sugar control, which in itself creates cardiovascular risk, risk of dementia, and even risk for cancer. So berberine, very helpful for metabolic syndrome, type 2 diabetes. Here's what they found in a recent study. 12 weeks of daily supplementation with berberine, which the origin of berberine is you can get it from various things. You can get it from golden seal. Various plants yield berberine. But in this case, it was extracted from Indian barberry. A new study, which is a randomized double-blinded placebo-controlled pilot trial, indicated that 1,500 milligrams per day of a potent standardized extract of berberine led to a reduction in blood sugar levels to pre-diabetic thresholds. Okay, so this is what they found. 34 people between the ages of 18 and 55 with pre-diabetes. All right, pre-diabetes means, you know, hemoglobin A1C maybe, I don't know, 5.8, 5.9, 6.0, 6.1. The cutoff for diabetes is 6.4, which I think is too lenient. They found that fasting plasma glucose levels decreased by an average of 21% in the berberine group after 12 weeks compared to the control group. Fasting insulin decreased by almost 20%. You're going to say, well, diabetics, they need insulin, right? No. In type 1 diabetes, you need insulin. Type 2 diabetes, the problem is you're making too much insulin. You are making too much and you're insulin resistant. So you want to reduce your fasting insulin. High fasting insulin, not great because it predicts type 2 diabetes. Hemoglobin A1C in this trial decreased by 15%. And then there was a calculation called HOMA-IR, which is a measure of insulin resistance, fell by an astounding 33%. And the 12-week improvements led to return of those markers to below the clinically defined thresholds for prediabetes. So they normalized many of these people in the study. So if, I think berberine is one of the great things to use if you have metabolic syndrome, you know, associated with overweight, high triglycerides, and elevated hemoglobin A1C. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for brain support, Brain Regain, Cogumin SLCP, and MagTeam. This premium collection may support blood flow and neuronal membrane fluidity, and facilitates intercellular communication. They may be advantageous for supporting healthy cognitive function and performance, mental acuity, learning, and memory, and may promote a relaxed mood. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements. Magnesium plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, and more restful sleep. Magnesium is ubiquitous in metabolic pathways that affect virtually all organ systems. But magnesium deficiency or insufficiency is one of the most pervasive nutritional problems afflicting the majority of Americans. Ultra-processed foods,
Many common medications, stress, and medical conditions like diabetes all deplete magnesium. So I'm excited to tell you about MagSRT from Jigsaw Health. MagSRT has rightfully earned a reputation as the most popular, most bioavailable, and best-tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of MagSRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach and doesn't produce unwanted GI effects. For more information and to order MagSRT, just go to jigsawhealth.com. That's jigsawhealth.com. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for $10 off your order. That's jigsawhealth.com and use code HOFFMAN10 for MagSRT, time-release magnesium.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night and Extreme Bulls and Barrels on May 15th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government to making health care available to so many. To our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger. And the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Don't let what you've built up over decades simply vanish. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Fraud schemes have cost the elderly $3 billion. And what's worse, some Americans are just too embarrassed to report it when it's happened to them, meaning that number could be much higher. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, our number 877-726-8255. And I see we have a question about Prolia. Let's hear it.
I'm getting contradictory answers to the question, how long should a person be on Prolia? One doctor said for life, another said no longer than 3 years. I've been on it for 3 years, and I haven't noticed any improvement, or the test did not indicate any improvement.
Okay. So, there's a whole lot to be said about osteoporosis. And one of the problems is that we have all these drugs available for the treatment of osteoporosis, but they really should only be employed for actual osteoporosis. And even they should be limited
for cases where natural interventions don't make a difference, and they're natural things that can really make a difference. Vitamin K, strontium can be beneficial, and a variety of things that can be done naturally. But, okay, some people need medications. They have really severe bone loss, not just osteopenia. These drugs were never intended to prevent bone loss. Really, all the studies substantiate that their benefits are only for people who have severe bone loss, who have like a minus 3.5 T-score or worse. But, okay, there's several ways to tackle osteoporosis. One is with what are called bisphosphonates. And bisphosphonates are commonly prescribed for osteoporosis. These are the old line medications. We're talking Fosamax, Actonel, Beneva, and they slow down the rate of bone loss. But what they also do is, if you use them first line, they tend to shut down bone metabolism. And therefore, it's suggested that for people with bad bone loss, they start, with what are called monoclonal antibodies, of which Prolia is the main one. Drug was approved around 2010, and it inactivates the osteoclasts to stop bone breakdown. Okay, so it's given in injections twice a year, which makes it kind of convenient, but it's intended only for women who have severe osteoporosis who are at high risk of fracture, and yet, unfortunately, it's being utilized for women who have just a little bit of bone loss and they want to prevent further bone loss. I think that's overreach. It is generally used for a couple of years, but it can be used for up to 10 years. But I think it's a mistake to use it that long because then you run the risk of higher side effects. So for most postmenopausal women, I really don't think the benefits of Prolia outweigh the risks. So when you stop, here's the other thing about Prolia. When you stop, you tend to lose bone more rapidly. Yeah, there's kind of a rebound effect where all of a sudden the benefits are diminished because you lose bone more quickly. Kind of a backlash. And therefore, it's generally suggested that when you take this stuff, that you take a bisphosphonate for a couple of years, maybe up to 3 to 5 years afterwards, to prevent the Prolia backlash. That's generally the way it's done. But using, 3 years, maybe that's, you've served your time, it's outweighed its usefulness. You may want to seek additional measures, natural measures, natural interventions to support your bone health. All right. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements that I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for brain support, Brain Regain, Cogumin SLCP, and Magtine. This premium collection may support blood flow and neuronal membrane fluidity and facilitates intercellular communication. They may be advantageous for supporting healthy cognitive function and performance, mental acuity, learning, and memory, and may promote a relaxed mood. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements. And finally, this item on osteoporosis, could getting enough sleep help prevent osteoporosis? In a recent study, it was found that sleep relates to bone health. There are some studies that suggest that sleep deprivation accelerates bone loss. And so lifestyle factors like sleep and exercise figure prominently.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's Kyolic.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden's threat to stop sending certain weapons to Israel if it invades the city of Rafah is incurring a lot of criticism. On NBC's Meet the Press Sunday, Senator Lindsey Graham says now is not the time to hold back weapons from Israel and disagrees with other lawmakers who want to do just that.
To abandon Israel under these circumstances would be outrageous. It would be dangerous. And Republicans are going to fight back against Bernie Sanders and the squad.
The South Carolina Republican says the U.S. should be all in helping Israel, including arming Israeli fighters.
After Pearl Harbor, fighting the Germans and the Japanese, we decided to end the war by bombing Hiroshima and Nagasaki with nuclear weapons. That was the right decision. Give Israel the bombs they need to end the war they can't afford to lose, and work with them to minimize casualties.
Elsewhere, the Auto Workers Union is looking for a big win at Mercedes-Benz in Alabama.
More than 5,000 workers at the facility in Vance, Alabama, and a nearby battery plant will vote next week on whether to join the UAW. The vote comes a month after workers at a Volkswagen factory in Tennessee overwhelmingly voted to unionize. A win at Mercedes would be a major prize for the UAW. The labor union is trying to crack resistance to unions in the Deep South.
Andrew Stewart reports deep southern states have lured foreign automakers with large tax breaks, lower labor costs, and a non-union workforce. Former President Trump's criminal trial set to continue Monday, and all eyes will be on Michael Cohen, who's scheduled to be on the witness stand. The now disbarred lawyer has a long history with Mr. Trump and has become a relentless critic of the former president. And there are questions about Cohen's credibility. He's pleaded guilty to lying to Congress as well as a bank. News and analysis at townhall.com.
To anyone living with everyday aches and pains, there are a lot of things you can try. Tough it out, or bite the bullet, grin and bear it. Or you can try something that has helped so many other people, Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients that address the inflammation where pain starts. And Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain for a short time, it helps reduce or even eliminate it all day, every day. So, wherever you're hurting, your back, neck, joints, or muscles, in about 3 weeks or less, you'll see a difference and rediscover what it's like to feel better and live better. So, if everyday pain is affecting your life, don't go with the mind-over-matter approach. Try Relief Factor instead. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, that's the number 4, and save on your first order. 800, the number 4, Relief. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Turning to overseas news, economy-based violence is on the rise.
A protest against rising costs of food, fuel, and utility bills turning rough in Pakistani-controlled portions of Kashmir. One police officer has been killed, dozens of people injured, some merchants closing their shops while demonstrators burn tires to express their anger. The prime minister says he's ready to consider the demands of the protesters. The region has seen dramatic hikes in the cost of basic goods. Jason Walker reporting.
Due to a major influx of migrants from Peru, Mexico is requiring visas for those coming from the South American country. The move follows identical ones for Venezuelans, Ecuadorians, and Brazilians. It effectively eliminates the option of flying to a Mexican city near the U.S. border. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Evangelist Billy Graham will be honored at the U.S. Capitol.
A statue of the late Reverend Billy Graham, set to stand inside the U.S. Capitol to represent North Carolina, will be unveiled next week. The 7-foot-tall bronze will be placed in the National Statuary Hall. Graham was the most widely heard Christian evangelist in history, preaching in person to more than 210 million people worldwide. Each state gets 2 statues. The Graham statue will replace one of early 20th century Governor Charles Aycock, who has fallen from favor because of his ties to the white supremacy movement at the time. Norman Hall, Washington.
Workers at the first Apple store to unionize have now also authorized a first strike against the tech giant's retail operations. No date was set for picket lines to go up outside the store in Towson, Maryland. Workers are seeking changes in what they call unpredictable scheduling practices and wanting wages that align with the local cost of living. More at townhall.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
So just how big is the video game industry? Well, it's estimated that international revenue from interactive entertainment last year alone grew to almost $188 billion. And whether it's League of Legends or Grand Theft Auto or Fortnite, gamers are streaming their gameplay, which makes the strength of your Wi-Fi super important. So what if you've got lagging or buffering issues? Well, check out the Archer AX 11000 Tri-Band Wi-Fi 6 gaming router. Here's some stats. It's got 12 streams at an incredible 10 gigabits per second. There's Game Accelerator to detect and optimize those streams. It provides stats including duration and your network resource allocation. Plus, it's super easy to set up with the Tether app. So if you want to stay competitive, you need top-notch Wi-Fi. Check out the Archer AX 11000 at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and up first this time, we live the life of Riley, then we pay a visit to the couple next door. Both of those series had very skilled radio performers as husband and wife, but unlike so many shows of the era, the actors were not married in real life. Later, it's Peg Lynch and her longtime co-star Alan Bunce. But first, William Bendix is Chester and Paula Winslow is Peg, joined by Sharon Douglas' daughter Babs, with Tommy Cook as Junior. It's from March 9th, 1946.
Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice, brings you the life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. For beautiful smiles, it's T-E-E-L, Teal. And just for laughs, it's R-I-L-E-Y, Riley, in the life of Riley. Chester A. Riley is a loving husband and father, a good man with a rivet gun, but not even his best friends consider him as a creative artist. The other evening, however, Riley's daughter Babs was practicing the piano when her father came home with a surprising bit of news.
Oh, hello, Daddy.
Hiya, Pop.
Hello, kids. Listen, Babs, if a fella had a tune in his brain, could you put it on paper?
Oh, don't tell me you're thinking of writing a song.
Oh, I already done it.
On the level, Pop?
Yeah.
Well, since when are you interested in music?
Well, it started last night. Of course, for a long time, I've been hearing noises in my head. But I thought it was just the effects of 3 years of riveting.
Well, what happened last night?
I'll tell you what. Yours truly was appointed official songwriter of my lodge, the BPLA.
Oh, the BPLA.
Watch your tone, Junior, when you mention the Brooklyn Patriots of Los Angeles. They're all fine fellas.
All right, Daddy, now what's your song about?
Well, it's about friendship. About how us lodge brothers love each one another. It's called Give the Boys Your Great Big Hand.
Oh, brother.
Say, that's a good title, too. Come on, I'll pick it out on the piano, and Babs, you write down the notes on something, huh?
Oh, okay. We can use this music paper here on the piano.
Yeah. Wait a minute. There's some notes on this paper already.
Oh, well, that's what I was practicing when you came in. That's Hymn to the Sun, Rimsky-Korsakov.
Hymn to the Sun, Rimsky-Korsakov? That title don't make sense. Who wrote it?
Rimsky-Korsakov. It's a classic. I copied it today in music class.
Oh. Well, here's a clean sheet of music paper, Babs. Let's get going. Right up at the top, Words, Music, and Notes by Chester A. Reilly.
All right, Daddy.
Yeah, just write down what I play. You heard it. Give me your honest opinion. Don't pull no punches.
Well,
great, huh?
Well...
Don't say it, Babsy. It might turn my head.
Oh, Riley, Babs.
There's your mother. Will she be surprised?
Oh, here you are. I'm so glad. I just heard the most wonderful news. What is it, Mother?
Peg, you mean you heard about me,
Babs?
Babs,
I just met your music teacher, Miss Abernathy, and she said you're going to get a scholarship at the conservatory. Oh, Mother,
that's
really?
Some news. All this excitement just because your daughter is getting a scholarship. Scholarship! Babs, my daughter!
Our daughter, Riley. Oh, isn't it wonderful?
It's terrific! Babs, kiss your old mother. I mean, me. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thanks, Daddy. But, Mother, are you sure? Well, of course, it isn't definite yet. But Mrs. Worthington is interested in you, Babs.
Well, who is this Mrs. Worthington?
Oh, she's a very wealthy society lady. She gives the scholarships. And she's coming here tomorrow night to hear Babs play. Oh, scholarship? I can hardly believe it. I never thought I was that good.
Well, why not, Babsy? I'm a whiz at the piano. And you inherited my fingers, nails and all. Well, tonight's the big night, huh, Babs? When does Mrs. Worthington get here?
Not until 9. Oh, Daddy, where's Rimsky-Korsakov's Hymn to the Sun?
Oh, there it is. It blew off on the floor with Riley's Give the Boys Your Great Big Hand.
Well, that's a fine place for it, on the floor.
No, wait, Betsy. I don't want you lifting heavy paper with them valuable fingers. You let me pick it up, and you go help your mother wash the dishes.
We did the dishes. Now I've got to practice.
Riley?
Babs, she's here. Mrs. Worthington.
What? Already?
Her limousine just stopped in front of the house.
Oh, but she's too early. We're not even dressed.
Well, now, don't worry. You two doll yourself up. I'll entertain her. After all, the lady and I both got something common. Music.
Oh, well, Daddy, you will be careful.
Be very polite, Riley. Please.
Listen, Peg, I've talked to strange women before. If I hadn't, I wouldn't be married now. My own daughter. A scholarship. I'd better turn the class on for this old gal. Ah, good evening, madam.
How do you do? Does Barbara Riley live here?
Yes, ma'am, but I ain't her. I mean, I'm her father. Come in, will you? That is, won't you?
Thank you.
Babs will be with you in a minute. Meanwhile, why don't you squat? I mean, sit down.
Thank you.
It's swell of you to take this interest in my daughter's music.
Ah, yes. My whole life is dedicated to music. I find glorious melodies so peaceful, so relaxing.
Yeah, that's true. Well, like the saying goes, music soothes the savage beast.
I beg your pardon.
Why? What did you do?
I do hope your daughter won't be long.
Oh, she's just putting on some glad rags. Ain't we, aren't we met someplace before?
I'm positive we haven't.
Well, your face bothers me. I mean, it's funny. I mean, it's so familiar.
We have never met before. Will your daughter be much longer?
Oh, no, she'll be here soon. And wait till you hear her talent. Confidentially, she gets it from me.
Oh, really? I suppose you play by ear.
No tricks. Just use my hands. All I gotta do is hear a piece of music once, and it sticks in my head like a footprint in concrete.
Mr. Riley, would you please ask your daughter
Yeah. I'll go get her. And while I'm gone, you might take a squint at that new song I just composed. It's on top of the piano there.
He composed. I can imagine the sort of music that creature would write. Let's see. Ah, yes. Why, it's lovely. What melody? Why, the creature has talent. Oh, simply beautiful. Why, the man who wrote this is a genius.
Oh, Mrs. Worthington, I'm so sorry to keep you waiting.
Yes, but we didn't expect you until 9.
Oh, please, don't apologize. I've just made the most exciting discovery. You have a musical virtuoso in the family.
You see, Babs, and she ain't even heard you play yet.
Oh, I don't mean her, Mr. Riley. I mean you.
Me?
Riley? Daddy?
I've just seen his latest composition. Magnificent!
Well, of course, Mrs. Worthington, if you say so. But Babs is already now.
Ah, maestro.
Her?
Let me feel those hands. Those wonderful hands. Strong, yet so sensitive.
Oh, yeah. They get that way from pitching horseshoes. Mrs. Worthington, now, how about hearing Babs play for that scholarship, huh?
Yes, I was going to play.
Oh, I don't have to hear her play. How can she help but be brilliant with you for her father?
Well, you ain't getting me into an argument.
Oh, it will be a privilege to give her the scholarship.
Oh, that's great. You see, Peg, I put it over. My song did it.
Oh, that's wonderful, Mrs. Worthington.
I don't know what to say.
Oh, don't thank me. Thank your father. Mr. Riley, mm-hmm. I want to give your composition to the world. You shall play it for us next Sunday. I'm giving a musicale.
A musicale? Well, Sundays I usually sleep.
Oh, no, I don't think Riley ought to.
Now, maestro. If I'm going to help with your daughter's scholarship.
Mrs. Worthington, you sold me. I'll play my head off.
Oh, wonderful. And now I must fly. So much to do. Oh, by this time next week, Mr. Riley, you will have found your place in the sun. A bientôt.
What does she mean, place in the sun? Do I have to take her swimming at Ocean Park?
Oh, Riley, you can't go through with this concert.
Well, I'm only doing this to help Babs. Mrs. Worthington's liable to get sore if she don't give me to the world.
No, you'll ruin everything. And if you do, you'll suffer for it.
Us artists got to expect to suffer. It's the price we pay for being abnormal.
But your song, Daddy, you can hardly play it.
Oh, don't worry. I'll practice up. And I'm going to get the BPLA trio to do a little harmonizing.
Oh, no. Not those men from your lodge.
Why not? We may not be much to look at, but when we open our mouths and our sweet voices ring out, it's just like the old saying, pearls coming out of swine. Peg, I'm on next right after this flute solo, and my trio ain't here yet. I'm worried.
You're worried?
Yeah.
I haven't slept for 3 nights thinking of this.
Daddy, there's still time to back out. Please, Daddy, for my sake.
But, darling, I told you I'm doing this for your sake. If I back out now, she'll get sore and won't give you that scholarship.
Hey, Riley, we're here.
Oh, hello, Gillis. Hello, Ike.
Hiya, Riley.
You're just in time, boys.
For heaven's sake, what are you men wearing?
Oh, marching uniforms. Being this is a high-class clam bake, we thought we'd dress for the occasion.
Yeah. How do you like these brass buttons? Big as saucers, ain't they?
Well, I don't know, fellas. You look a little flashy. Those red shirts you got on. Hey, it's our turn.
We're all ready. We're all ready. Now, Mr. Riley, as soon as I... Mercy, what are these firemen doing here?
Oh, they ain't firemen. Those two are my trio.
Oh, a choral arrangement.
Yeah.
Oh, what a delightful surprise. Now, I'll announce you first, and then you come in. Oh, and guess who's in the audience? Deems Taylor. Well, get ready now.
Hey, Riley, who'd you say was in the audience?
Deems Taylor.
Oh, I'm glad it ain't our Taylor. We still owe him for these uniforms.
In my humble way, to bring you the very best in music. Tonight I present a thrilling new composition to be played by its brilliant composer, whom I discovered. Ladies and gentlemen, my protege, Signor Chester A. Riley.
Okay, fellas. Okay, this is it. Ready? A one and a two. In sunny California, yay. One day I joined BPLA. 'Twas then I knew what friendship meant. When the boys to me these words did say.
Put it there, old pal, put it there. We are foul when our friends are not just fair.
Hey, Riley. Hey, Riley, I think I hear somebody laughing.
Take a look. See if my pants are split.
You're an imposter. You're a mountebank, a charlatan.
Oh, I ain't that good. But I'll play an encore.
Encore? Get out of this house and take your horrible music with you.
But you like my song.
Not that song. The song I like went la-dee-da-da, dee-dee-da-da-da-da-da-da.
But that's by Rimsky-Korsakov. Any dumb cluck knows that.
By Rimsky-Korsakov?
Yeah.
Oh, my heavens. I didn't know. Oh, how do you laughing stock?
Look, this won't make no difference to Babs' scholarship.
Scholarship? You don't think I'd spend my money on the offspring of a stupid oaf? Now get out.
Oh. All right, I'm going. But I'll get even with you and your stuck-up music lovers. Just for this, I'm never going to write another song. Now see what you've done.
You're listening to The Life of Riley. We've got to take a short break, but we'll be right back after this.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation.
530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Welcome back to The Life of Riley on WEN Radio 1.
When Mrs. Worthington, a wealthy but uninformed music patron, mistook Rimsky-Korsakov's Hymn to the Sun for a composition by Riley, she hailed him as a musical genius. Well, Riley thought she was praising his large song. And when Riley sang said corny song at a swanky musicale, well, the result was fiasco. Now, Mrs. W. has canceled the scholarship she promised Riley's daughter.
Oh, hello, Dumplin. Here you are. Dumplin, I said hello. I said hello.
I'm not speaking to you.
But, Dumplin...
I warned you not to play at that musicale. And now that you've ruined Babs' scholarship, I hope you're satisfied.
Oh, come on, Dumplin. So I was wrong for once. But I'll make it up to you. Would you like me to wash the dishes for you? Would you like me to wax the floors? I got my pay envelope today.
Give it to me.
Oh, thanks, Dumplin. Here. Would you like me to take you to the movies tonight? Okay, don't talk. From now on, I limit my conversation to my children. Who's there? Oh, hello, Babs.
Hello, Mother.
Oh, hello, dear. You feeling better?
Weren't you feeling good, Babsy?
I feel better now, Mother.
Did you take an aspirin?
You got a headache, Babsy?
Yes, my head's a little better, Mother.
Why do you keep calling me Mother? Oh. Oh, I get it. You too. Oh, come on, Babs. Don't be like that. Talk to me. Say something.
Please don't ever speak to me again, Father.
That's better. Oh, come on, Babs, darling.
Do you feel like a movie, Babs?
I don't mind.
Oh, that's more like it. Wait, I'll get my hat.
I'm ready, Mother.
All right, then let's go, dear.
But wait, I ain't got my hat yet. I'll be back in just a second. Peg, Babs, wait. I'll let him go. I don't care. That snooty Mrs. Worthington. She got me into this. I wish I could remember where I seen her face before. Oh, Junior's home. Well, I still got my son to talk to.
Please.
Hello, Junior.
Please. Hello, Pop. Goodbye, Pop.
But, Junior... Okay. I don't need any of my family to talk to. From now on, I'm talking to myself. At least both of us is friends.
Open up, Riley. It is I, Dick DeYordale.
Who?
Digby Odell to friend the Undertaker. Don't you know me?
Oh, excuse me, Digger. I ain't used to the sound of a human voice.
Greetings, Riley. You're looking fine. Very natural.
I feel awful, Digger. I don't think a human being could be any lower than I am right now.
I've seen them lower. Much lower. I heard about your musical fiasco, Riley.
Yeah, everybody did, Digger. Now my own family won't talk to me. You don't know what it means to keep talking to people and not get any answer.
Don't I? But let's not talk shop. I'm here to cheer you up.
You're a real friend, Digger.
And why not? I like being friends. Ah, friends. Playing catch on the corner lot. Double dates on Saturday night. Exchanging ties on Christmas Day. I adore friends. They're so gay.
Yeah, we've been friends a long time, Digger. You sure were a swell kid.
Yes, I was just as much fun then as I am now. Remember the old days, Riley? That time at Coney Island when I buried you in the sand?
Yeah, but you overdid it a little. They had to dig down 6 feet till they found me.
Remember those feasts at Joe McArdle's greasy grotto? Yeah. Oh, what fun we had. Flirting with that peroxide blonde waitress.
Yeah, I remember her. She was such a... Digger.
What's wrong, Riley?
That's where I seen her.
Who?
Mrs. Worthington. She was the waitress.
You mean the social Mrs. Worthington?
Sociable, my eye. She's a phony. Her real name is Mabel Hammerschlager. Now I got her. Now I can make her give Babs that scholarship.
Riley, are you positive? In my profession, we have a saying. Before you go to work, make sure you're on solid ground.
Sure, I'm sure. And I got a way to prove it. Now I got that snooty dame right where I want her, in the hollow of my head.
I'm sorry, sir, but you cannot see Mrs. Worthington now.
But I've got to see her.
Well, it's impossible. She's about to announce the winners of the scholarship.
Oh, then I'm just in time. Out of my way.
Now, just a moment. Have you a ticket?
You see this fist? That's my ticket.
This way, please.
Oh, Riley, why did you drag us here?
If Mrs. Worthington sees us,
she'll... I tell you, she's a phony. I used to know her when she was a waitress in a hair joint. Mabel Hammerschlager.
Riley, you're crazy. Hey,
you think I'm crazy, all right? I'll prove it. Come on.
And so I feel it is the duty of our social leaders to advance the cultural development of our fair city. And now, before I announce the names of the winners of the Worthington Scholarship, are there any questions?
Hey, Mabel, 2 poached eggs on toast.
Adam and Eve on a raft.
What did I tell you, Peg? It's Mabel.
Why, how dare you come in here? Get out.
Come off it, Mabel. You're among friends.
How dare you call me Mabel?
Pardon me, Miss Hammerschlager.
Why, you don't know what you're talking about.
Don't I? Listen, we used to go swimming together at Coney Island. Haven't you got a mole on your...
Riley!
On her shoulder.
Get out. No, don't go. I am Mabel. But you won't say nothing, will you? Please don't.
Well, what I say depends on what you say when you get back in here.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, hop to it. Remember, never keep the customers waiting, Mabel.
forgive the interruption, ladies and gentlemen. A little joke. Well, as I was saying, the first
Worthington scholarship goes to Barbara O'Reilly.
Oh, I got it. Oh, Daddy, you're wonderful. Isn't he wonderful, Mother?
He must be, if I stood him for 17 years. But honest, Riley, you ought to be ashamed. Why, you practically blackmailed Mrs. Worthington.
So what? You once blackmailed me, didn't you? You blackmailed me into marrying you.
I blackmailed you?
Well, sure. When I was courting you, you threatened to stop paying the installments on the engagement ring I gave you.
Minute. Remember, Teal protects teeth from cavities of the gum line, cavities ground in by daily use of toothpastes or powders containing harsh abrasives. Teal cleans teeth without abrasives, protects teeth from such damage. Ask for T-E-E-L, Teal, the liquid dentifrice. Liquid Dentifrice invites you to be their guest next week to hear The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. William Bendix appears by arrangement of Hal Roach. The Life of Riley is produced for Teal by Irving Brecker and is directed by Don Bernard. Music by Lou Kozlov. Tonight's cast included Paula Winslow, Sharon Douglas, Scotty Beckett, John Brown, and B. Benaderet. This is Ken Carpenter on behalf of Teal inviting you to listen again next week. And remember, for laughs, it's R-I-L-E-Y, Riley, and for lovely smiles, it's T-E-E-L, Teal. Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice, protects teeth beautifully.
Babs Music Scholarship, an episode of The Life of Riley from March 9, 1946. I believe that was Sharon Douglas as Babs. I'm Greg Bell, and coming up next on When Radio Was, we'll pay a visit to the couple next door. Right after this.
Now, when I was a young boy, at the age of five.
MusicRewind.com praises and celebrates the Blues Bible, an amazing compilation of 60 original blues classics on three CDs.
Boom, 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 boom. Gonna shoot you right down. Red all for your feet.
Order the Blues Bible now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $19.98, an unbelievable value for 60 songs on three CDs. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code BLUES33.
Keep all is going on.
That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember BLUES33.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
The global elites are waging a war on our financial freedom. They want to control our future through digital currencies and a cashless society. By eliminating cash, they can track every transaction, impose negative interest rates, and even freeze accounts at will. But patriots are fighting back by investing in physical gold. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon here. I believe gold is the answer. It safeguards your wealth better than any other asset. And even better, with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, you can move your retirement savings into tangible, real gold without paying taxes or penalties. Rolling over your existing IRA or 401k into physical gold could be the smartest financial move you ever make. To learn more, get your free info kit from Birch Gold by texting PREPARE to 989898. That's PREPARE to 989898. Take a stand for your financial future. Text PREPARE to 989898 right now to receive your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold Group.
MusicRewind.com can help expand your music collection. Choose classic CD instrumental compilations, such as Moon River Great Instrumental Hits, Harmonica Blues, A Summer Place, the Best 100 Classical Hits Album, Ace of Spades Guitar Instrumentals, and many more. Go to MusicRewind.com to find all your favorite music, plus get 20% off. Buy as much as you want and save 20% on your entire order with promo code SAVE20.
There's jazz, rock, orchestral, classical, easy listening, blues, and even polka at MusicRewind.com today. Remember promo code SAVE20. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where as promised, we pay a visit to the couple next door. In addition to the Leeds, you'll get their names in just a moment, listen for Francie Myers, his daughter Betsy, in a broadcast from February 28, 1958.
The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Honey, where's my old tennis racket?
Tennis racket in this weather?
No, no, I'm not going to play now, for Pete's sakes. I just thought maybe I'd get it restrung and play a little this summer.
Well, let's see. Where did I last
see it? Thinking of something in advance.
Yeah. Now, let me think. Where did I see that tennis racket?
Well, it's not in the attic. I looked in my closet upstairs, and I looked in the coat closet here.
You look way in the back?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Look in the stair closet here. It seems to me I saw it in here ages ago.
No, never mind. Let me do it. I'll look.
I haven't cleaned this closet out, although it certainly needs it. There's everything in here.
Yeah, okay.
As long as we're moving, I thought I wouldn't bother until I had to. You
boy,
know?
What a mess in
I
here.
I know it.
Honey, why are we saving all these old overshoes?
Well, actually, some of them aren't ours. People have left them and never pick them up again.
Oh,
here's
our thermos jug, honey, we were looking
really?
For last summer. Remember?
Yes,
way in the back here.
Really. What else is in there?
Well, this is an old card table. It won't stand up anyhow.
Oh, the leg is busted on that. I think it could be fixed, though, dear.
Umbrellas, overshoes, rubbers, mittens.
Bend down, get way in the back there. Your tennis racket just might be way back there, honey.
I can't see very well. Hold that door wider, will you, so I can get more light.
It's as wide as it opens.
Yeah. Oh, golly. Now the racket's not in here. Hey, what's this?
What?
Broken dish or something.
What?
Well, here, look. All in pieces.
Oh, why, that's my good blue Wedgwood candy dish.
Well, it isn't much good anymore.
What in the world's it doing in this closet? Broken and hidden behind everything. Where was it?
Well, way in the back there, under this old jacket. Golly, I'd forgotten about this old suede jacket. Well, I guess it's not much good, though.
Oh, this makes me just sick. Why, this is one of our wedding presents,
yeah,
dear.
Yeah, that's right. It was a beautiful thing, too. Always liked Wedgwood.
Oh, I just love this. I don't understand it. How could it...
I got a very good idea.
So do I. Betsy, do you know anything about... Well, where is she?
She was in the living room just a second ago.
Uh-huh. Betsy!
Betsy! Betsy! Did you find her?
No, I've looked all over.
She's not in the kitchen. I even looked in the basement.
And I've looked all over the upstairs here. Betsy!
Hey, bathroom door is closed. Did you look in there?
Oh, no.
Yeah, come on. Betsy! Betsy!
Try the doorknob.
No, it's locked. It's locked. Betsy, unlock this door at once. Why didn't you answer me?
I didn't hear you.
Didn't hear us. We've been calling you for the last 10 minutes.
I didn't hear you. I got dressed and cleaned my teeth without being told, Mommy.
Well, that's very nice, but you come out here. Mommy and Daddy want to talk to you. Come on.
Now, look here, young lady.
Just a minute, dear. Betsy, is there anything you want to tell Mommy and Daddy?
No.
Not a thing?
No.
Why did you come upstairs when Mommy and Daddy got into the closet?
Clean my teeth like you want me to do before I go to bed.
Isn't it a little strange that you just came upstairs to go to bed without having the usual battle about it?
No, dear. No,
look,
dear.
I don't like a child of mine lying about things.
It was my bedtime, Daddy. The clock said 7:30.
Now, look here. If there's one thing Daddy does not like...
Betsy, I think it's very nice that you came up to get ready for bed without being told. And Daddy thinks that's the way you should do it, too, without raising your usual fuss. But what Daddy doesn't like...
is lying about it.
I'm not lying. I did clean my teeth. Look, the toothbrush is wet.
All right, you cleaned your teeth. That's fine. But what Mommy wants to know is something else. And I would like you to tell me about it.
What?
Well, I think you know, don't you?
No.
Betsy. Honey.
Betsy, now look. Mommy and Daddy would feel much better if you just tell us about it without our asking.
About what?
I think you know, darling.
No, I don't.
Well, all right, then. Let us refresh your memory. Do you know what happened to Mommy's blue Wedgwood candy dish?
No.
You remember the dish, don't you, Betsy?
No.
Where are the pieces?
I left them downstairs on the hall table.
All right, come on. We'll all march downstairs and look at them. Maybe she'll remember the dish then. Come on. All right, go on, Betsy.
I don't think we should be too hard on her, dear.
Look, she's got to be taught not to lie about things. Come on, I know,
but if we're too mean, then we'll scare her and she'll never tell us anything.
Well, I know, that's true. Come on. Betsy, here now, dear. You see the broken pieces of the candy dish?
Yes.
Now, Daddy found this in the stairway closet, pushed way back under an old jacket. Now, how do you suppose it got there?
I don't know.
Betsy.
I don't.
Now, look, Betsy, I want to tell you something. It's not right to lie about things, even when you do something wrong. It's better to tell the truth, always. Now, look at me. Now, tell Daddy. Did you break this dish?
No.
Betsy, Mommy loved this candy dish, and I'm very unhappy that it's broken. But it makes me much more unhappy not to have you tell the truth. Now, you know Mommy and Daddy love you, don't you?
Yes.
Don't you love us?
Yes.
Then you don't want to make us unhappy, do you?
No.
Now, if you broke the dish, and I know that accidents happen...
Why, certainly to everybody. Remember how I broke the glass the other day? I felt very bad about it, but I didn't hide it. I just said I was sorry. Yes. Now, if you broke it, honey, we know you're sorry.
And we aren't going to punish you.
No.
All we want you to do is admit that you broke it, darling. We want our little girl to be truthful.
That's right. Now, look, Daddy's going to ask you once more. And if you tell the truth, we won't punish you because we know that you do feel sorry.
Of course, honey.
Now, Betsy, did you break the dish and hide the pieces in the closet?
No.
Betsy.
I didn't do it.
Well, then do you happen to know who did?
No. Maybe Freckles did it.
The dog broke the dish and hid the pieces in the closet?
Oh, Betsy, no.
Aunt Bessie was here. Maybe she did it.
Aunt Effie would not break a dish and hide the pieces in the closet, Betsy.
Betsy, did one of your little friends break it, maybe, when they were over here playing?
Maybe.
Well, who?
I don't know.
Betsy, please, now tell Mommy the truth. Did you break the dish?
No.
All right, we gave her a chance. Now, you go up to your room, and you will stay there until you admit it. And here, you will take these broken pieces of the candy dish with you. Here, take them and put them on your table upstairs to remind you to tell the truth. Now, go on. That's it. And you will stay in your room all day tomorrow and the next day and so on until you realize the importance of telling the truth.
We'll be back with more from the couple next door.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bagged soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with 2 mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Ma,
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to The Couple Next Door on When Radio Was.
Well, there must be something we're doing wrong.
Yeah. Boy, it'll be a hot note if we find out that she didn't break it.
Oh, she did all right. I remember now a couple of times I've gotten into that closet for an umbrella or something, and I remember now when I turned around, Betsy was standing there with a funny look on her face. Also, I remember saying once, "Where's my blue candy dish?" Oh, it was ages ago, weeks, I guess. And I remember Betsy said, I don't know, Mommy. You know, this funny little voice.
Imagine her saying the dog did it.
Yes.
Or Aunt Effie.
Why won't she admit it?
Well, reprisals, I suppose. She probably broke it some time ago, and she's worried so much about it, now she's afraid to admit it.
Have we ever done anything so awful to her that she should be that scared of us?
Well, no, not that I know of.
No, I know just how she feels. That's the worst of it. Once I knocked a picture down, and the glass broke, and I hid that in a closet, and I lived in fear and terror for weeks somebody would find it. Every time anyone went near the closet, I just got terrified.
Well, why? Were your parents so mean to you that you were scared of them?
No, I don't know. I just remember being scared, and I had done it. And when they discovered it, do you know, I got spanked, but I don't think I ever did admit it.
Why?
I don't know.
You know, come to think of it, I think I once cut the garden hose and never admitted that either.
Oh, really?
Funny, I hadn't thought of that for years, and by golly. You know, my dad asked me when I was growing up about that garden hose incident, and I still would not admit that I had done it.
Well, maybe she gets her lying from us.
No. I think that was the only thing that I ever really lied about.
Well, the picture incident was the only one I remember not admitting either. I certainly broke other things, and I once took a dime out of Mother's purse, but I always admitted those things.
Yeah, well, we were going to be so smart and bring our child up in a really modern, psychological way. We seem to be making the same mistakes our parents did. Only what's the mistake?
I don't know.
All right, look, get out the books. Get out everything we've got on bringing up children.
Yes?
This is a problem that's got to be solved and solved tonight before it goes any further.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. You know, you don't have to leave home to escape into a different and more exciting world. Every Saturday, CBS Radio brings you two dramas, widely different in their settings, but alike in the authenticity of their detail and their ability to swing you right into the heart of the world they portray. One of them is the widely acclaimed Western drama, Gunsmoke, which takes you back to the days when the West was a raw new land, demanding much of the men and women who settled there. You'll learn to know the Old West as they knew it, the Old West as it really was, with the stories on Gunsmoke, which you can hear every Saturday over most of these same stations. And then a little later, plunge into a world totally removed from that one in both time and space. The world of a great city hospital in our own time. City Hospital brings you stories of rich and poor, brave and cowardly, good and bad. For illness, accident, or misfortune bring every kind of human under the sun through a hospital's portals. City Hospital, too, comes to you each Saturday over most of these same stations.
Well, this book on child psychology says we should not confuse lying with imagination. It says... Pete Sakes, where are you? Honey?
All right. I'm right here.
What'd you do, go upstairs?
No, I just wanted to look in on Betsy and see if she was covered.
She asleep?
No. Wait till I tell you. I just peeked in the door. Her light was on. She's sitting at her little table, wiping her eyes and sort of gulping.
Well, at least she's got her conscience.
Know what she's doing? I tell you, it just brought tears to my eyes. She's sitting there trying to paste the broken dish together.
Oh, no.
Of course it won't stick. The piece kept falling off, and she kept trying to paste it on again. I tell you, she looks so pitiful sitting there, probably feeling we don't love her because she knows she's been naughty.
Yeah.
She was kind of talking to herself, sniffling.
I heard her say, "Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. My poor mommy's dish."
That's all very well, but why shouldn't she admit it to us?
I don't know, but somewhere along the line, we have made her afraid of us, and I don't think now she ever will admit it.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, she's not a bad child, and I've never known her really to lie about things. Have you?
No. This must be our fault in some way.
Now, look, the heck with all the books and all the child psychology. I'm going to try something else, with your permission. We have to show her we trust her. Maybe that's it.
Well, whatever you think, dear.
Yeah. Betsy. Betsy.
Yes, Daddy?
Betsy, would you come down here a minute, please?
What are you going to do?
Now, you see, she's scared of us.
Yeah, now a certain amount of being scared is all right. Now, don't worry about it. Come on, Betsy. It's all right, dear. Come on down. Daddy just wants to talk to you. Here, come on. Here, now. We'll sit right here on the stairway. That's a girl. You just sit on Daddy's lap there. That's it. Now, there we are. Now, look, darling, we all feel very bad that Mommy's candy dish was broken, don't we?
Yes.
But it was broken, and that's that. Now, we're not ever going to mention the blue candy dish again, ever. But Daddy does want to ask you one question. If in the future you ever should break anything, will you promise to come and tell Mommy or Daddy about it right away?
Yes, Daddy.
All right, that's Daddy's good girl.
Oh, that's Mommy's good girl, too. I'll get it, dear.
You see, we all have to learn not to tell lies and not to break promises.
Oh, hello, man.
Now then, I think earlier Daddy promised to read you a story, didn't he?
Yes.
All right, you find the book you want, and Daddy will read it to you.
Hold on, I'll ask him. Dear?
Huh?
Dear, it's the Fiddleys. They want us to come over.
Fiddley? Oh, no. Heaven's sakes. I got to get up early, and he gets off on those long-winded stories. We never can get away. Tell him we got company.
Well, I can't say that now.
Well, look, tell him I asked somebody to drop in the candles.
Oh, did you tonight?
No, darling, no. Say that. I'm not going over to the Fiddleys. He always wants to play charades or something. No, just say we're busy.
Yeah, all right.
Isn't that telling a lie, Daddy? Well, isn't that?
Daddy was just teasing, weren't you, Daddy?
Yes. Oh, boy, I'm beginning to see where parents make some mistakes. Look, tell the Fiddleys we'll be over.
Oh, all right, dear. Hello, Wilma. He says he'd just love to come over.
Do you just love to go over there, Daddy?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I don't know.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Francie Myers as Betsy, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz, inviting you to listen again Monday for The Couple Next Door.
The Broken Dish, an episode of The Couple Next Door from February 28, 1958. While playing Betsy was Francie Myers' best-known radio role, she would also be heard in some episodes of a long-running CBS dramatic program, which aired from 1942 until 1962. And during that show's final seasons, like The Couple Next Door, the announcer was Stuart Metz. I'll name it, then wrap up when radio was right after this break.
And sway with MusicRewind.com and 100 Doo-Wop Hits, a 4-CD set of original classics sung by the best doo-wop groups such as the Platters, Dion and the Belmonts, the Chantals, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, the Marcells, and many more. Get 100 Doo-Wop Hits today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $22.98 for this amazing 4-CD set. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code DOOWOP33. Act now. Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com. Remember promo code DOOWOP33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with mild to moderate Alzheimer's dementia? A clinical study is currently underway in New Jersey at both Hackensack University Medical Center and Jersey Shore University Medical Center. The therapy uses a simple, safe, lightweight headband that you wear 3 times a day for just 15 minutes in the comfort of your home. The Institutional Review Board for the study determined that the device is a non-significant risk device. Similar FDA-approved medical devices are being used to effectively treat other conditions. The electrical field produced by the device is less powerful than the field produced by a cell phone. This 4-month treatment study is currently underway. Act now. Enrollment is limited. To learn more or to see if you qualify, call 551-AD-STUDY. That's 551-237-8839. Or visit adxstudy.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726. Or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about radio actress Francie Myers. She played daughter Betsy on The Couple Next Door. Well, she also showed up, though, in some early 1960s episodes of a long-running CBS dramatic program, which ran for more than 20 years. The answer is Suspense. The final regular announcer on Suspense was Stuart Metz, who had previously worked with Myers announcing for The Couple Next Door. I'm Greg Bell, and a reminder, please pay a visit to our website, which is whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.